and to stand up strong. Face the truth about themselves, to understand what they've wrong. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way to stand up. Stand up. Stand up.
Thank you. uniting the races with truth instead of dividing them with lies. We're also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I am Jesse Lee Peterson. Good morning. Hi, y'all. It's Tuesday again, which means it is Country and Western Tuesday. And you can get involved by calling 888-7753-773. 888-77-JESSE. J-E-S-S-E. We have every way that you can watch and support the show listed on JesseLeePeterson.com/show. JesseLeePeterson.com/show. And if you're running around doing whatever you're doing, and you're not able to just sit and watch the show, you can still listen to the show by on your iPhone or iPad. You can podcast, but you can still be listening to the show on your iPhone or iPad by calling the listen line on TalkStream Live at 605-615-4131. 605-615-4131. And to donate and have your comments read out loud, go to Buy Me a Coffee. BuyMeACoffee.com/JLP Talk. BuyMeACoffee.com/JLP Talk. Or Bond JLP Cash App. Bond JLP Cash App. Happy White History Month, by the way. Oh, and I forgot to mention my biblical question. The biblical question for this week. The biblical question. Which is most important to you? How people treat you or how you treat them? How people treat you or how you treat people? Which is most important to you? It's Tuesday. Not only is it Country and Western Tuesday, it is White History Month Tuesday. The whole month of July, White History Month. It is and will always be Country and Western Tuesday. Bring back, oh, bring back my country to me. Bring back my country to me.
What the? Who let the dogs out?
Amazing. 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 Happy White History Month. July is White History. July just feels white.
White history.
Amazing. And the reason, again, for the people who are listening, tuning in for the first time. Nick, why is this thing on? The reason is we got to remind the people that about the founders, the white man who founded and created the greatest country on this side of heaven. We got to remind them of the Constitution, Declaration of Independence. We got to remind them so that freedom won't totally disappear in America, because there are others who hate America. They literally hate America, and they want socialism, communism. They want to control the people, and that's what socialism is. Socialism is all about controlling the people. Really, for personal gain. They're not trying to control you to help you. They're trying to control you for personal gain. And they can only do it by socialism, creating a socialist society. They cannot do it by having a capitalist society. And they know it. And the human nature being wicked, human nature being evil, is all about self. Evil is about self. And so White History Month is set aside to remind you about capitalism, about freedom, owning your own property, living your own life, not being controlled by any outer source, anyone or anything. And the founding fathers and the framers of this great country knew that they wanted to keep that going. We're losing it. And we're losing it because, for whatever reason, and I know why, people are afraid. They are afraid of words. They're afraid of what others think about them. They're afraid of losing something or someone. They are afraid. And as long as you are afraid, you're going to lose your freedom. And that's why it's clear that the Spirit of Truth tell you and have told you that the truth, the Spirit of Truth, did not give you fear. Fear is not from truth. Fear is not from God. And that alone should cause you to want to know where did this fear come from that I have within myself? I'm not talking about being aware of walking down the road or someone trying to hurt you physically. I'm talking about the fear inwardly that prevents you from living your life. It controls you. An illusion is controlling you. I'm talking about that. So July, White History Month, is set aside for that and many other reasons. But we got to remember the people who founded this country, because the enemies have torn down statues, monuments, and they have rewritten the books, the history books, and they have erased everything about, nearly everything now about true America. And they tell you how bad America is and what they have done to the people. And I can't make it now because of the white man, because of this and that. They are lying to you. And so White History Month is set aside for that. July is White History Month, and because it's such a beautiful month, it's the best time to celebrate white history. So I do want to hear about your white history moment. And also, to this whole show and everything is about pointing you back to you. Men and women back to themselves. Human beings back to themselves. And for you to see, if you want to see it. If you don't, no sweat off my back. For you to see that you are being controlled. You are not in control of anything, and you think you are. You ask the people, why did you do that? I don't know. I wanted to. Why'd you do it? You wanted to do things that bring trouble upon you? Oh, I don't know why I did it. You are under a spell of evil. You are not in control. And at one time, Americans knew this. Americans, the old generation knew that something else was driving us that caused us to think, feel, and carry out the things that we wouldn't ordinarily do. and then make up excuses saying, I wanted to do it. Have you ever done anything and you realize you shouldn't have done it, but you say, oh, I wanted to do it? You lie. You lie. You make up lies about this, even the bad things you've done or doing, and you say you want to do it, and you're miserable, but you say you want to do it. You don't. And as soon as you can see what's going on inside of you, men and women, when you can see what's going on inside of you, you're going to see that you've never been in control. You don't have your own mind. You don't have self-control. That's ridiculous. You don't have any kind of control. That's why your life is out of control. That's why every decision you make is wrong. Have you noticed that? You have never made a right decision. And the one right decision you should make, you don't make. You don't make. The one decision you should make, you don't make. And that one decision is, I can't change myself. I can't change my life. I'm miserable. I'm unhappy. I'm looking for love. I'm depressed. I'm suicidal. I'm lonely. I'm stressed. I can't change this. That decision once made, and you're surrendering to the truth now, the truth will take it from there. It just needs you to realize you can't do anything about it. And the truth is not going to compromise for you. It's not going to say, oh, okay, I helped you since, you know, whatever. It's not going to do that. It's not going to make any compromising for you. It's going to leave you in your hell until you finally realize, I can't do anything for myself. I know nothing of myself. I can do nothing. Every decision I made has been wrong. Trying to change myself has never worked. I am evil, and I can't change it. In that very moment, it will start to change. In that very moment, a little light will come on, and you, once you see that little light, you're never going to want to go back. And you're going to say, well, I don't have faith. You don't need faith. You just need a little light. Look at the Christians who say they have faith and just are lost and lonely, and they cry at night. Even if they don't cry tears, they cry misery in their imagination. Here's a perfect example of evil. And this person, whether they realize it or not, is no different than every other human being on the planet. And being controlled by evil. Evil tell you that you need to get married. Evil tell you that you need to have a family. You need love. And you believe evil. Evil tell you that you're lonely. Evil can tell you to kill your own self or your family. As this young girl has been accused of, according to the report. Fox News. A teenage girl in Georgia is accused of murdering her mother and stepfather after she allegedly spent months raising awareness about their death on TikTok. Watch this from Fox News.
That is the big shocker. The teen daughter is now in custody, charged with two counts of murder, two counts of aggravated assault. She is here at the county jail being held without bond.
In the Taj community just outside of Carrollton, they said this type of violence never happens here. But then it did. And detectives now say it wasn't a stranger, but the female victim's 17-year-old daughter, Sarah Grace Patrick, now accused of shooting her mother, Christian Brock, and stepfather, James Brock.
We don't know what goes through the mind of a child who wants to harm their parents.
In fact, investigators confirmed Patrick is the one who called 911 after her little sister, only 5 years old at the time, found their parent shot to death back on February 20th. Nearly 5 months later, deputies tell reporters a trail of evidence led the case to the 17-year-old.
She's 17. mean, she's kind of been out on her own. She's lived with different family members and kind of moved all over the place.
This woman, Jody, did not want her face shown, is a neighbor and friend of the family, including the suspect.
I hugged her and I told her that I was so sorry.
She feels betrayed.
I kept watching the funeral over and over when she was up there talking. I said, there's something about her. To me, she was fake crying.
Amazing, huh? So what do you think, if this story is true, so allegedly, what do you think would convince her to kill her parents, stepfather and mother? Anger, evil, the imagination. The imagination disguising itself as being true reality. Every human being does that. Everyone. In every decision you make, everything you do, you're being deceived by thoughts. By the imagination, pretending to be you or God. The same spirit, this is true. So literally, the anger that you have is evil. And you've been told by other evil people angry that anger is good. You need a little anger. You need anger to protect yourself, to fight back. They're lying to you. That is so amazing to me, I don't even know what to say. You are serving evil and calling it good. Anger. That's what drove, if this girl did this, according to the report she did, it drove her anger. Her biological father turned her in. And a neighbor said the teenage girl didn't want to live with her mother and stepfather. Watch this.
You should know her biological father turned her in Tuesday morning.
Our team has pursued every lead, sifted through mountains of physical and digital evidence.
There's no official word of motive, problems in the home, or prior calls to the home on the teen suspect. But Jody claims the mother shared what was going on inside this home.
All she said was Sarah Grace was bucking her because she didn't want to be there. She wanted to live with her daddy.
Every human being on this side of heaven, a yearning for the father. Not a stepfather, not a stepmother, but for their natural father. Not a father, not a stepfather, but a natural father. Every son, every daughter is yearning for the father. And Satan and his little demon have convinced the world it's for the mother, and it's not. Yes, kids prefer their natural mother and natural father, but if there's a choice, it's always the father, unless they've been turned against their father. So this girl was on TikTok. So, I don't know what James is telling me here. But he just threw me off. Every boy and girl want their natural father. They don't want a stepfather, but selfish parents bring in step parents. And they pretend it's for the good of the family. No, it's for your own ego. You don't care about your own children. And the kids become angry, and this is what happens. Now, they don't all go out and kill, but this is what happens. Human nature is evil. Human beings are wicked and all about self. That's why they attack you if you don't do what they want you to do and say what they want you to say and be the way that they want you to be, because they have this false image of themselves and they have to create a false image of you so that you can fit in with their false image of themselves. Isn't that amazing? The imagination is not your friend. Anger is not your friend. It's not your friend. The neighbor said the girl didn't want to live with her mother. Kids want their fathers, but the children of the lie of evil make the children be with the mother, and the mother makes sure that the kids are with her so she can destroy them and destroy the father of the children if the father does not have any sense of self-control or what's going on around in him and around him. And you say anger is good. Jesus was angry. I hear it all the time. Jesus is angry. Jesus is angry. And the human beings have been convinced that Jesus had that evil anger that they have. Jesus did not have anger, folks. You can push over a table, knock over a table without being mad. You just don't know it because you're so angry and everything you do is in anger mode. And you think Jesus had the same thing you had because you have not overcome your evil nature. And you think that's reality. And everyone does it. Everyone has it, you say. For months, the teenager took to social media crying over the death of her mother and stepfather. Why is this?
So 17-year-old Sarah Grace Patrick was arrested on Tuesday. Today, 11 Alive Chase Howell looked through her social media, and here's what he found.
He doesn't know it, but a year from now, our family will be torn apart.
This post on TikTok may seem innocent and even may draw some sympathy, but the dark reality is it was created a little more than a week after 16-year-old Sarah Grace Patrick allegedly shot her mom and stepdad to death as they slept in bed. Months, she took to social media crying over the deaths of her mother, Kristen Brock, and stepdad, James Brock. This one captioned, "Please send prayers for healing." But at the end of it, Patrick writes, "I should prob delete later." But she didn't just take to social media for sympathy.
So Sarah reached out to me on Sunday, and we spoke on the phone, and we spoke via text. And she asked me to speak on her behalf.
That's Kelly Brown, a family friend of the Brocks. In this video, she claims that Patrick told her that she didn't hear anything out of the normal the night her mom and stepdad were shot to death.
But she did hear James's LVAD machine, which is his heart machine that kept his heart pumping.
In the comment section of the video, Patrick posts that she heard the alarm going off 10 to 20 minutes before she went to bed, but claims it was faint because of background noises.
So, Sam, you know what Satan told us, you know, if this is true, allegedly, right? Go on social media and cry. Go on social media so that people will feel sorry for you. Because people are emotional. They'll feel bad for you. And when she's crying, she's lying. Oh, they feel so bad. The young girl, oh, God, her dad and her parents are dead. Oh, Jesus. Let's set up a GoFundMe page for her. And she cried. And when she's crying, she's lying. It's evil, folks. You, your nature is evil. And God said, I will give you a new nature. He will take away the nature of evil and give you the nature of good if you want it. If not, stay in your misery. Stay in your hell and attack yourself and others back in a moment. 888-77-JESSE. Now, I totally disagree with the way things are going, but you can't be angry because that's what the enemy wants. He wants to control you. They do things to make you mad so they can control you. It's like being married, and the wife would do things to make you mad, or she'll do things to make you feel good. And men do that to women, too, when they want something from the woman, especially sex. They make her feel good, or they'll make her angry. And the woman's going to have to say, you don't want to be angry. You want to speak up. You want to disagree with what's going on. It's wrong. But do not be angry. Then you won't have fear. You won't have doubt. You won't have worries. You'll be able to see. But you got to stay away from anger. That's why you must forgive your mothers and your fathers so that you can overcome the spirit of anger. It's a spirit and it's wicked. Nothing good in anger because it has no love, folks. You need love to defeat evil. And love is not a weakness. It's a strength. It's from God. It's His nature. Western Tuesday. I want my country back. I'm saying out loud, I want my country back, but I know it's not coming back, all right? But I know that you and I can have perfect peace in the midst of the darkness, outside of us, inside of others. Announcement. This Thursday is the Women's Forum. It is the Women's Forum at 7 p.m., ladies, and those meetings are through the roof. This year, we started out with a bang, and we said that the theme is practice being present. And lo and behold, the women are practicing being present, and they are seeing and overcoming things they had no idea about themselves. And it is amazing to be amongst that. So this Thursday night, ladies, at 7 p.m., every Thursday night of the month, the Women's Forum. And listen, get your T-shirts, your white Hershey Mush shirts and mugs, and all other type of amazing. We have Punchy's Coffee, all other type of amazing things right there on JesseLeePeterson.com. Oh, no, bye bye. My bad, JesseLeePeterson.shop. JesseLeePeterson.shop. Coffee and everything there. Mugs, why, here's my T-shirts and mugs are available. Just imagine someone walking into your office and you have a why, here's my mug on your desk. Oh, Lord, not yours, Lord. Go to JesseLeePeterson.shop. Hurry, hurry, hurry. And support us on social media. We're on pure.net/JesseLeePeterson. Instagram, Jesse Lee Peterson on Instagram. JLP Talk on X. Cozy.tv/JLP and Rumble.com/JesseLeePeterson. It's amazing the feedback and the participation in the White History Month this year. Every year it's getting better and better and better. So just stay with it. Amazing. Let me go to Super Chats.
Super Chats.
Super,
super. Super Chats.
Kevin yesterday said, ego brain, man-made shame.
That's out. Right. Shout out. Right on. Thank you.
And Anthony yesterday on Cash App, that's Bond JLP on Cash App, saw me two white girls 2 miles ahead, stared them down.
Where are the white women? Where are the white girls?
Sidewalk supremacy.
The woman that did that, her video thing, we invited her on the show at the last minute. She was set up to come on. And according to my producer at the last minute, she said, oh, I can't come on Justin Peterson's show. What the? Hey! Amazing.
Antoinette bought a coffee. Millennium X canceled her interview with you yesterday. If you really want to know why she practiced sidewalk supremacy against white people, you can ask your longtime caller, Maze. Maze, call Jesse. I've heard Maze tell a similar story about not moving aside for white people. It's actually normal in black culture since Jim Crow demanded blacks be totally subservient to whites. Come on, man. Don't act like you don't know the cause. If you know, you know. Smiley.
Amazing. What a mess.
Ever since the China virus, I move off the sidewalk for every lady that's coming down the sidewalk when I'm walking.
Why?
Because they need their space.
The ladies?
Mm-hmm. They're scared of the virus.
Dare say you weak.
Whatever. I'm not black. I don't have any hang up about moving off the sidewalk.
Lori, can you imagine you walking down the sidewalk and you're aware that there are people in front of you coming?
Mm-hmm.
Like, not just one person, but a couple of people walking together. And you, because of your blackness and your anger, you're going to say, well, I'm going to make sure these white people get out of my way. Where's the love in that? You know you got to be angry and insane.
And like you say, people are not aware.
If
people are not paying attention to their surroundings, they may not move over for you. And then you get offended and take it personally. But it's not even like that.
Right, because if you're walking down the road, you and another person walking. Most people not even aware of walking down the road by themselves.
Right.
But walking down the road, you and another person, you're talking, you're into the conversation. But this one person coming your way by themselves, they're looking and they see you're not moving. They're going to say, well, I'm going home. I'm not these people out of the way. I'll cuss them out. You better get out of my way. Like road rage.
Shoulder check them.
That's called
terrible.
Rage while walking.
Indeed it is.
Amazing. Thank you.
Lori bought a coffee hijack. By the way, it might be weak, Derek, but whatever. Lori bought a coffee.
Sidewalk rage. That's right, Derek.
Lori says, hi, Jesse. Biblical question answer.
Which is most important to you, how people treat you or how you treat them? Is that the right way to say it?
Or
how you treat people?
Oh, either way.
Okay.
I think it's fine. I want to say neither, says Lori, but actually both seem to be important to my ego. The ego believes how I treat others is important only because it wants to control how people see me. I get stabs when people treat me good or bad. When it's really not important, I'm watching. Thanks for this question.
Stay with it, stay with it, stay with it. And I'll put my little two cents in on Sunday. And for those people who are truly getting to know themselves, and men and women around the world are doing this, you stay with it, really. You got a little light. You got a little light. It's going to get brighter and brighter and brighter. You will develop a clear mind, and you will have control of your own world. And the people who try to hurt you, attack you, whether personally or with groups and things, it won't even bother you. Really. You won't even think about it. And so stay with it. You are overcoming the world inside of you and outside of you, inside of others. Oh, amazing. Thank you.
Eric, Five Coffees, the McDonald's girl with the purple hair who killed her boss, allegedly, is completely identified with the ego. She says, I, me, or my, 21 times in that one-minute video, never realizing she's talking about the ego, not her, completely possessed by evil.
Every angry person, you can tell when a person is angry, they blame someone else. So just know that. Whether it's you or your family members, your husband, your wife, your children, the government, race people, when they're blaming someone else, just know this is a sleeping person who's angry and cannot see. That's what angry people do. That's why black males blame white males. They say, well, the white man keeping me down. Where's the logic in thinking that another man can keep another man down? Think about that. Just think about that. You know you're crazy. As I said Sunday, every angry person is stupid. Stupidity comes from anger. And if you doubt me, look at what you've done to yourself over the years of your life and how you feel, you'll see how stupid you are. Angry people are stupid. They get mad at others because they disagree, all kind of stuff. Amazing. Thank you.
Very nice. And Eric says, we have no free will. We are either influenced by evil or influenced by good.
That's
not
for
in
sure.
control of anything.
That's for sure. That's for sure.
Nikki bought 5 coffees. How do I tell the difference between someone hating me and someone unconsciously projecting their hell onto me? I wonder, is it hate or is it pain? Asks Nikki.
I put my 2 cents in on Sunday. Is that the biblical question?
Maybe.
Repeat that for me, Dan.
How do I tell the difference between someone hating me and someone unconsciously projecting their hell onto me?
By seeing the hatred in you and whether or not you're projecting it onto others. Because once you know yourself, you're going to know others. Don't worry about that. It's all start with you. Know thyself. And the rest will become clear. Amazing. Stay with it.
Tom, good morning, Jesse. There's nothing like...
Tom, lock him up!
Like being truly present, out of the past and out of the future. Sometimes Satan makes me think I am being present, but I really am lost in my head. Wow, what a liar.
Right, because if you think you're present, then you're not present. Because in presence, there's no thinking. There's just living. Amazing. Thank you.
And Eric, 5 more coffees. Love all haters. They're lonely in hell and want you to join them.
Absolutely. I really want you to pay attention to angry people. Notice how hard angry people work at trying to get you to join them. And they go overtime trying to convince you to believe what they believe so you can join their club because they cannot stand alone. Amazing, huh? Amazing. Thank you.
Anthony, hey, mister, that...
You got a dime.
That horse a Dem?
I got what you want. You got what I need. Or hey, mister, have you got a time? You remember that song?
I got
what you want. You got what I need. Bad girl. Talking about the sad girl.
Nice. Sweet.
But anyway.
hey, mister, that's a... That horse
that
Dem?
Song starts out like that. Hey, mister.
Okay.
Have you got the time? Okay.
That horse a Dem or Republican? Asks Anthony. I'm not sure what it means.
Well, Democrats don't ride horses.
Oh, okay.
So it has to be a Republican.
Oh, okay. Nice. You're talking about this horse that
little
Jesse's
riding.
It has
to be
riding.
A Republican. Democrats do not ride horses.
Nobody waiting, nobody late, early night, bus 108, says Anthony.
Amazing. Thank you.
Curly says in response to the biblical question.
Which is most important to you, how people treat you or how you treat them?
I don't know.
Amazing.
Thank you, Curly.
Right on. I'll put my 2 cents in on Sunday.
Lin Yan Chin says, happiness is pettiness. Let inner stillness envelop your soul. In reflecting the brilliance of White History Month, God bless white baby engineers, robot, rocket, space, emojis.
Thank you. Happy White History Month, and we need more white babies.
Indeed.
White people, have babies. Stop having abortions. And stop tying your tubes. And stop being all educated. Now you're talking about, oh, I ain't going to have no children. Oh, if I do have some, it's going to be one. Who have one baby?
Educated people. Even the blacks, when they get educated, they don't have as many babies.
I know. Try to be white.
Terrible.
White, black people really want to be white.
Yeah, that's why in the worst ways, too.
That's why they fought to get their hair like that. And now they walk around doing their hair like this.
Rob S. is a new show member.
Have you noticed that? Even the guys with the long hair like white people, they be like... Right,
yeah, you know what's funny is there used to be like surfers who had like floppy hair, and when they would come out of the thing, they would go like that and get it out of their face. I used to think that looked so cool as a kid.
That's what
I never had hair like that.
That's what black people think about the white people. They love it when the white people be throwing their hair back, and then the blacks can't throw their hair back. It's all nappy. It won't move. You know? And so they fought. To get the law to say you can wear your hat long like that, and now they got it, and even the men wear it, and they be throwing it back. I'm like, everybody want to be white, except baby Jessica's daddy. What amazing.
Rob S., Jesse Lee Peterson, channel member. Thank you, sir.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
Lord Spike Protein says, Pastor John MacArthur has passed away at 86 after a health battle. Rest in peace, John. White Heart and Dove of Peace.
May his soul rest in peace. I saw that this morning in the news. And they also said he was the guy that, I believe, and I may be off on exactly how they said it, but apparently he went to court and fought to keep his church doors open during the Chinese virus thing.
Nice.
Yeah, so may his soul rest in peace. 86 is a long life.
Not too bad.
Yeah. Amazing.
Fact finder on pilled.net. I want a shirt like that. Amazing.
Country Western shirt. A gift from, what's her name?
Vanessa.
Vanessa. Thank you, Vanessa. I'm bad on names. I love you, Vanessa. Thank you for this amazing Country Western shirt. I got to stop there.
We'll read the rest later, guys.
Amazing. Thank you all. I love my Country Western shirt. The horse has on one, too. Thanks to Hassan. Oh, amazing. Let me go to the UK and talk to Grant. Hey, Grant, you are on the air and happy White History Month.
Happy. Can you hear me, yeah?
No.
You can't hear me?
Uh-uh.
Why? You sound like you can hear me.
No, I can't hear you. Why do I sound like I can hear you?
Because you're responding.
I am? And by me responding, you think that I can hear you?
Yeah.
All right, go ahead.
Yeah. Okay. So, I'm dating a girl, and it was the third or fourth time I was with her. Basically, like, this girl, she's 21. And all she knows, she's never been with a man before. She's had sex with men, you know, like how girls do. But she had never been in a relationship with a man before or anything like that. And she wanted to have sex. And I wasn't willing to do that. And I pretty much had been completely honest about, you know, I don't want to, that's not what I'm here for. I want to just get to know you, this and that. And then on the next day after that, we hanged about and we started to get like deeply like talking to each other, and it was nice. And I'm a film director, and it was our wrap party. It was like the end of the film party thing. And we went to a bar, all of us, and she started to talk to another man. And we're not together. We're just like dating, talking, but she started talking to another man. And then she saw me and she came and she was all upset and like, oh, you know, I've never been in a relationship before. We're not in a relationship, she said. We're not in a relationship, so I didn't know, you know, I just, this is what I'm normally used to doing. And I was like, yeah, but like, if we ever did anything more to this, you can never do this. This is not it. Like, you can never do this, whatever you've just done. I know, obviously, we're not together right now, and we're just, like, getting to know each other. But it seems like this could have became more, and you can never, ever be like this. You have to follow me, basically, right? And she was like, yeah, I completely agree. And now she is viewing us and her as, like, exclusive and in a relationship, when I've not really explicitly said that. And I just want to hear your opinion. Like, I just want to hear your opinion.
How old is she?
She's 21.
And how old are you?
30.
Wow. Walk away.
Okay.
Just don't be angry. Walk away and keep your mind on seeking what's right. Don't think about anything but that. Only think of truth. Work on yourself, know thyself, and let the truth add to you what you should have. And the truth will give you perfect gifts, whether it's whatever it may be, and you'll be fine. But wish her well, and you go your way.
Yeah, I agree. I agree.
Just don't be angry, but don't want anything but what is right, because otherwise you're going to live in your imagination, and imagination is going to give you everything that's wrong, but we're trying to make it seem right. You got to stop listening to evil.
Yeah, because last thing I'll say is I was thinking about, like, what you've said before, which is, and it's true, which is God will provide the right answer, the perfect thing.
Absolutely.
And it will just naturally work. And the fact that there was already this means that there's chaos and evil involved. So it's naturally not supposed to be?
100%. Absolutely, because yeah. God is not going to give you a gift that you have to fight with. He's yeah. not going to give you a gift where it's already started. There would be no trouble in it. So it's not from God. Yeah. She's lost, based on what you've said. Don't be angry. She cannot see, but you just stay working on truth, working on self, and you'll be fine.
Thank you. Okay, thank you.
Happy White History right, Month.
Happy White History Month.
All right, buddy. Thank you.
Thank you.
All right. You're not supposed to have your mind on anything but truth, folks. And, you know, most people, 99.5% do not trust truth at all. 888-77-JESSE. Let me go to Tony out of California. Tony, you are on the air.
Dave, sir, how the heck are you?
Happy White History Month, Tony.
Okay, it's a beautiful day in the neighborhood.
Happy White History.
I would like to know, when can we get our history back, bro? Get our country back?
It's not coming back.
Because, well, the thing is, I mean, everything is a lie that comes from the government today. I mean, you can't believe nothing that White House has produced.
Well, the government has always been that way, so that's nothing new.
No,
that's not true. In the days of Jesus Christ. Hold on, Tony. You want to communicate?
I'm trying to.
Well, then
but you
be quiet when I'm talking. I was quiet when you were speaking.
Yeah, but I don't want you to use my
time. Bye, Tony.
So. Where you going? Let's talk.
But then you be quiet then when I speak.
And okay,
I'll
go
be quiet
ahead.
When
go
you
ahead,
speak.
Justin. Go ahead,
ever since the days of Jesus Christ, the government has always been corrupt, and we're not supposed to trust the government. And so there's nothing new. Are you surprised that you can't trust the government?
No, I'm surprised at who's in the White House. Trump has lied from day one coming into this country.
And what did he lie about?
Well, he said that when he become president on day one, that he will end all wars, dealing with Ukraine and Russia. He lying about the list on the sexual assault on Ernestine.
He lied about what now?
Dealing about the list.
So let's deal with those two first.
Come on with
did
that.
Did he end the war with Israel and Iran?
I don't know. I don't think so.
You don't think so? You haven't been paying attention to that?
No, I'm talking about Ukraine.
I believe it because he's black. He ended the war with Israel and Iran, I believe they call it. And
okay,
then,
well, what happened
and then
with Ukraine on first day?
Now he's working on ending the war with Russia and Ukraine. He's working on that. Have you noticed that?
No, I noticed he lies a lot. Yeah.
Have you noticed that he's been working on the war, trying to end the war with Ukraine and Russia?
Well, he been
hold on,
he,
Tony.
He said that
hold
from
on.
Day one.
Hold on a minute. Let me take a break. I gotta take a break. Hate news, not the fake news, is coming right now. 2 more hours to go. Back in a moment. I recommend you get a copy of my book, From Rage to Responsibility. I write about how the spirit of anger was taken away from me 29 years ago. I forgave my mother who tried to turn me away from my father, and I returned to my father, and through him, my father on earth, and through him, I was able to return to God. No man or woman can return to God unless you go through the Son. And men are sons of God. They may be weak, pathetic examples of it, but it's the spiritual order of life. God in Christ, Christ in man, man over woman, woman over children. So get From Race to Responsibility. I write about that. Go to my website, rebuildingtheman.com, for an autographed copy, or call 800-411-BOND and donate to my nonprofit, BOND, the Brotherhood Organization of a New Destiny. We are rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man.
All kinds of serious mess going on in the world. There is one line open. You can call in right now, even during hate news, not fake news. 1-888-775-3773. That is 888-77-JESSE, J-E-S-S-E. Hang tight, callers who are on hold, but you can call in right now. And if you're overseas, let us know how you call in, because many overseas don't know how to do it since Skype got shut down. I think that most of the ways that you have to do it, that you can do it, are paid ways. It's not free. But there may be a free option available to some, so let us know. And this is Tuesday, July 15th, AD 2025, Country and Western Tuesday. And by the way, happy White History Month, everybody. As Russian forces rained down drones and missiles down on Kiev last week, according to Commie Nonsense Network, CNN, Ukrainian authorities urged residents to hide in bomb shelters. Good advice, I think. And basements for safety. I remember we had bomb shelters back in the day when we had the Cold War thingy. One group was undeterred by the danger, a seriously ill child in desperate need of a new heart, a heart transplant, I guess. And when one became available, a doctor and his staff made the treacherous 10-mile journey across the capital city, is at Kiev, to deliver their precarious cargo. Wow, impressive. And flash flooding, meanwhile, in America, millions in the Northeast and Mid-Atlantic remain under flash flood warnings this morning. I saw one car was like practically almost fully submerged, basically useless now, probably. I don't know how that stuff works. According to the National Weather Service, slow-moving summer storms have already caused flooding in New Jersey, New York, Virginia, Maryland. More rain expected today. New York City experienced its second wettest hour on record after a little over 2 inches of rain fell between 7 and 8 p.m. Eastern Time on Monday. A deluge of water filled at least one Manhattan subway station. I saw footage of that on X floating around. And several trains had to be suspended, delayed, or rerouted. Not sure which pronunciation you may prefer. Impacts to air travel were reported in Boston, New York City, and Washington, D.C. airports over there. First responders, I hate that term, in Pennsylvania conducted at least 16 water rescues, and there were reports of more than 5 feet of water in some homes. Man, that stinks. When over 7 inches of rain fell in less than 5 hours. How did 7 inches turn into 5 feet? I don't know, but it happens. That's what authorities said. Water rescues also took place in Virginia after 2 to 3 inches of rain fell in less than 2 hours. It's so crazy. And meanwhile, at the HHS, Health and So-Called Human Services, you are hereby notified you are officially separated from HHS at the close of business July 14th, 2025. That's yesterday morning, afternoon, evening. Thank you for your service to the American people, so-called service, right? That was the message thousands of federal employees at U.S. health agencies, so-called, received when they were laid off by email on Monday, promptly. Wow. Job cuts originally announced April 1st. They were delayed, though, due to a legal battle. However, July 8th, the so-called Supreme Court ruled that the Department of Health and Human Services may move forward with the terminations. You're out of there. The massive reduction in force stems from an executive order by our greatest President Trump way back in February. So it's not like they didn't have warning. They had plenty of warning. Nice. And that education lawsuit in federal court Monday, the latest clash between more than 20 Democrat-led states, leading them into hell, and the federal government. This case involves the Trump administration's decision to pause or claw back critical funds, they call it, for educational services. These states are asking the court to lift the administration's freeze on nearly $7 billion that Congress allocated for initiatives including after-school, summer programs, hiring and retention of teachers in so-called low-income areas, and helping immigrants. I'm James Hayden.
Somewhere in the world today, men have got
to stand up strong. Face the truth about themselves, to understand what went wrong. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way to stand up. Stand up. Stand up.
Uniting the races with truth instead of dividing them with lies. We're also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I am Jesse Lee Peterson. Good morning again. You can get involved by calling 888-7753-773. 888-77-JESSE. J-E-S-S-E. Jesse. And my biblical question, which is most important to you? How people treat you or how you treat them? Which is most important? How people treat you or how you treat them? We have every way that you can watch and support the show listed on JesseLeePeterson.com/show. JesseLeePeterson.com/show. And if you're out and about and you got to take your kids to the public school system because you're too selfish to stay home and raise them, it's not good for your ego. But you would like to listen to the show. You're like, what the? You can still podcast and listen to the show on your iPhone by calling 615 iPhone or your phone or iPad. 605-615-4131. 605-615-4131. And to donate or have your comments read out loud, go to buymeacoffee.com/JLPTalk. Buymeacoffee.com/JLPTalk or Bond JLP Cash App. Bond JLP Cash App. It's Tuesday. And Tuesday, not only this is July, Happy White Easter Month, July, this is Country and Western Tuesday. Bring back, oh, bring back my country to me. Bring back my country to me.
What the? Who let the dogs out?
Amazing. A spiritual battle, a warfare between good and evil. I want to go back to Tony in California, out of California there. And Tony is not happy with this, with the government. He said the government just lies. And so we tried to figure out what he is talking about. Tony. Hey, Tony?
Yes, I'm right here.
So you said you're unhappy with this government, the government is lying. Have there ever been a government you've been happy with and that did not lie?
Well, I wasn't saying just the government. I'm talking about Trump. Let's talk about Trump.
You said that you're unhappy with this government. Have there ever been a government that didn't lie and you were happy with?
Yeah, Obama. Obama was a good president, excellent president.
Has there ever been a government that has not lied and you were happy with it?
Yes, I just told you. I was very happy with Obama administration, the best president we ever had.
And what did they do that made you happy? Can we talk about this? What did they do? We're coming back to the Trump thing. What did they do?
Yeah.
What did the Obama government do, administration do, that made, they didn't lie and it made you happy?
Well, they helped people. They helped the American people.
In what way?
Okay. Well, he gave $22 million of health care, Obama health care, to people that didn't have it.
So you were happy because million. They gave free stuff away?
It's not free. They had to still had to pay. It's
Who
not
had
free.
To pay?
The people that applied for
no,
it.
No, they yeah. didn't.
That's true.
No.
Okay, Jesse, I'm not debate who paid and who didn't pay.
I didn't
Let's
think
talk
so.
About Trump. Let's
so
talk about
were,
today. Let's talk about today.
You were happy that you were with the Obama administration because Obama gave away free stuff. So let's go to
Trump. I didn't
say
that. You saying that. Okay.
Let's go to Trump.
Let's go to Trump.
You did say that.
Okay, so let me ask you this.
You said Trump lied about stopping war. Are you aware that Trump stopped the Russia and Iraq war?
No, I'm not. No. Why
you're not
Trump
happy about that?
Why Trump sent 2,000
hey,
people
Tony,
to...
we'll get to all that. You said Trump lied about stopping ending wars. Are you aware that he ended the war with Israel and Iran?
No, you said Russia and Iran.
Are you aware that he ended the war with Israel?
If you say so, Justin. If you say so, I agree with that.
Tony.
Okay, go ahead. Let's move to the other thing, though.
Tony.
I'm listening.
You said Trump lied about ending wars. Are you aware?
Why do you keep repeating the same thing?
Are you aware that Trump ended the war with Iran and Israel?
You said so, so I agree. Okay,
are
fine.
Are you aware that he did that?
You just told me that, yes.
Tony, are you aware that he did that?
What part of yes do you not understand?
So
yes.
You didn't know
so,
that.
Let me ask you this.
Tony, you didn't Why know you, that he... You didn't know that Trump ended the war until right now when I told you?
Yeah, I just found out. So thank you for the information.
So you didn't know until now, so that's why you thought he lied about ending the wars?
Let me ask you a question.
Tony, is that why you thought that he was lying about ending wars?
Okay, yeah. Yes,
oh, okay.
Yes,
so now you know he didn't lie about that. What's your, go ahead. What other lie did he tell?
Let me ask you this. He sent 2,000 troops to L.A. for protesters. But he didn't send not one troop to Texas for the 100 and some people that are still missing. What's up with that, Justin?
I don't know. I don't understand your question.
You don't understand my question.
What's
he sent 2,000 people, 2,000 Marines to L.A. to stop the protests.
And why did he do that?
And why did he send no Marines or National Guard to Texas to help find them people that still missing? Why is that? Why he haven't sent no funds to Texas or anywhere else? For the disasters going on.
So he sent they're out. You might not be aware of this either, since you didn't know the war had ended with Israel and Iran.
Russia and Ukraine.
You might not be aware of this either. So right now, the Trump administration is keeping its word about returning illegal aliens back to their countries. And because Joe Biden and Tony, I'm going to have to go since you're not listening.
Because you're lying, Justin.
Okay. Thank you. 888-775-3773. He doesn't want the truth to get out. That's why he laughs and speak over it and all that. That's how the children of the lie operates. Let me go to Canada. And talk to Brandon. Brandon, you are on the air.
Hi, Jesse. Happy White History Month.
Happy White History Month.
July just feels white.
Amazing.
I want to answer the biblical question, please.
Which is most important to you? How people treat you or how you treat them?
Before working on myself, I would have said one or the other. But now that I'm working on myself, I would say that what is most important to me is to be right and to do right. Because by doing that, no matter how people treat you, it will always feel the same. And you will treat everybody the same because what's important is to be right and do right. And by being that, you can't help but treat everyone the same. And I've seen that happening in my own life. Before, when I wanted people to treat me some way, or when I said that, I want to treat people this way, it was only to get something out of it, or I would judge them if they didn't act the way I thought they were supposed to act towards me. So I was getting judgmental and angry about it. So I was blind, really. But by being right and doing right and working on yourself and seeing what's happening in you, you will treat everyone the same. And no matter how people treat you, it will always feel the same, good or bad.
Well, I appreciate that. And I will put my little two cents in on Sunday.
Fantastic.
Happy White History Month. Thank you.
You too. Bye. All right,
bye now. 888-775-3773. Let me go to Mike out of California. Mike, you're on the air. Happy White History Month.
Happy White History Month, sir. How are you doing?
Amazing.
Awesome, awesome. Shout out to Tony from California.
Shout out to Tony.
I just wanted to talk to you real quick about a conversation that I had with my grandma. She's 96 years old.
Are you on a speaker or YouTube or something?
No, I'm on my regular phone. I'm just driving right now.
Oh, that's why. Okay. Stay a little closer to your phone. Go ahead.
Okay. So I wanted to talk to you about a conversation I had with my grandma. She's 96 years old. She was raised in Compton, California, back in the, I mean, she was growing up in the 40s and the 50s. And I just wanted to, you know, she confirmed a whole bunch of stuff that you talk about. Everything from jobs. She was talking about how Black people, Hispanics, everybody had a job back then. And there was no racism. There were white people in the neighborhood, Black people, Hispanics. And when the Asians started to come in, everybody got along back in the 30s and the 40s. And it wasn't until, what you talk about, the civil rights movement, when that started, that's when the everything started to kind of break down. People started to separate in the community. So it was awesome, like, to hear what she was talking about, and to kind of hear confirm all the stuff that you discussed.
Right on, man. I do remember that, and that's why we tried to inform the people that they have been lied to about slavery and racism and all this mess, and they are lying because they want you to be angry so they can manipulate you and control you. And it's amazing the brainwashing that the so-called leadership is having upon the people and keeping them in hell. Your grandmother is absolutely right about that. I remember when I first moved to L.A., I used to go over to Compton a lot because I had friends over there, and I belonged to a group over there, and we would, you know, party and dance and do stuff. I never thought about being shot by a gang member or not have. I used to work in South Central L.A. at one time. I had a job over there, and it wasn't a problem at all, man. And so, but these so-called Black leaders and liberal leaders, they wanted you to think that America has always been bad. It's not true. Your grandmother's right.
Yeah, she was saying how beautiful it was. She was like, Compton used to be a beautiful city. Yeah. It was clean, and everybody kind of took care of each other and looked out for each other. And it was a funny thing was I asked her, you know, what do you think is evil about women? Like, what are some of your mistakes that you made? And she said that when she was raising the kids, she didn't have a job. My grandpa worked.
Yeah.
My grandpa worked. And she said when the kids would act up, she would say, I'm going to tell your dad. He gets home. And then they would start acting right, and she wouldn't. So she wouldn't tell my grandpa. And she's like, that's one of the mistakes. She goes, one of the biggest mistakes that people make today is they try to be friends with their kids, and you can't be your kid's friend. You got to be a parent.
Absolutely.
And she said that's one of the mistakes that she regrets is, you know, not disciplining her kids or when she told them that she was going to tell the dad or my grandpa, she didn't do that. She didn't follow through with it. She's like, that was my mistake.
I can't even imagine being friend with my parent. What that mean? How do you be a friend with a parent? Amazing.
Right.
Amazing.
Yeah. I mean, and you look at that today, right? Today, parents are, or especially moms act like they're their kid's best friend. They kind of let them do whatever they want. They go party with him. They drink with him. It's horrible.
Amazing. Amazing, Mike. Thank you. Tell your grandmama I said right on.
All right. I appreciate you, sir. Thank you.
All right. Thank you, Mike. Amazing. 888-7753-773. Before I go back to the phones, we need to bring back the insane asylum. Let's make insane asylum great again. We need it back. Did you hear that, and I don't know the whole story yet, but that the Supreme Court agreed with Trump, and it's kind of breaking news. I don't know the whole story about getting rid of the Department of Education or whatever that is. What is it called, Hank? Department of Education? Something like that. Yeah, the Department of Education. So that's breaking news. What manner of man is this? The world obeys him. The great white hope, making America great again. So we need to bring back, make insane asylum great again. Watch this from Fox News. Prosecutor in Colorado planned to drop charges against a registered sex offender accused of trying to kidnap a child from an elementary school because he was found incompetent to stand for trial. Why is this from News 9?
It's not the first time that Solomon Galligan's been arrested.
His family says, Rhea, that he's been in and out of jail now for 12 years.
Right, and somehow he manages to get back out on the street each time. I spoke with Galligan's older sister and niece, who are frustrated with the system.
Trouble for Solomon Galligan started when he was 16. His family says he was diagnosed with schizophrenia and bipolar disorder.
He was known for acting out, making impulse decisions, running away.
When he turned 18, he ran away for good. Now, Sarah, Amanda, and the rest of his family constantly wonder where he is, except when he's in custody.
Every 6 months that we find him in the jail system, and we're happy he's there because then he's not out on the streets.
Galligan is a repeat offender, including assault, burglary, sex crimes, and now he's charged with kidnapping for trying to grab a child at recess. When Galligan has been arrested in the past, Sarah says a judge then deems him incompetent to stand trial, meaning he needs to be treated or institutionalized.
Once he goes to the courts and they say they don't have room for him. And
then he ends up back on the street.
Amazing. Evil, if this is true. Evil. Where's the love in that? Amazing, huh? The family says that this is a cycle created. His family said this is a cycle created by the system. 9 News again.
His family says it's a familiar cycle created by the system.
Our society and our, you know, government and stuff have failed him and have failed the community that was affected just this last week.
It's just a process that she wants to be done. And I don't want it to result in him hurting someone so badly that there's, like, no way to come back for that, or him getting himself hurt so he can't come back from that either.
Galligan's family is advocating for funding and resources for institutions to help people like him and to keep them off the street for their own good and the communities.
The government don't want them in insane asylums. They want them on the streets so they can harass you, they can put fear in you, they can control you, so that the government can have control. They don't want you protected, and you vote for the same government over and over again. Amazing. Here's an image of the Arapaho County District Attorney, Amy. I don't know her last name. Jay, what's her last name? Amy Patton, who made the decision to drop the charges. That's a female that did that. And you still want females in leadership roles. They can't run their home. How can they run a country or a courthouse? My country is not coming back. It is gone. And the evil one working through human beings are setting it up where it would never come back. They're changing the order of God, the truth, God and Christ, Christ and man over woman, and woman over children, being guided by the man, though. And they're changing that order like not going north. You hardly see a man in a leadership role now. That's by design, folks. And you end up with females like Amy running the court system, and this is what you're going to get. It's not going to get better. It can't get better. They're making sure it doesn't get better. If ever we needed you, Lord, we need you now. Amazing. Let me go to Ardeen out of Colorado. Ardeen.
Good morning.
You are
good morning.
There. Happy White History
Month. Yeah, hi. Happy July. Thank you.
Happy White History Month.
You know
Ardeen.
What? Happy July. You have a great, there's something I needed to ask you about.
When you say Happy July, are you saying that you don't celebrate White History Month?
I celebrate every month of the year.
How about White History?
I have no problem. I celebrate July. Yeah, it's a great month.
How about White History?
I like July. Next subject.
Am I asking you about July, or am I asking you about White History?
You're asking me about the month of July. The month of July.
I'm going to ask you one more time. If you don't respond, I'm going to let you go. Am I asking you about White History Month? Or am I asking you about July?
You're asking me about White History Month.
And so do you celebrate White History Month?
I celebrate the 4th of July. I celebrate July. Yeah, I do. Like
I'm
going
to ask
like
you one more time. Do you celebrate White History Month?
That's a stick. Okay, yeah, I'm celebrating White History Month. You got it.
Right on.
Now
go ahead.
Okay. When you're talking about racial... racism, basically, in California, L.A. area. I grew up in L.A. area. I grew up in San Fernando Valley, born and raised. San Fernando Valley, moved to Simi Valley, part of White Flight in Simi Valley in the 60s, early 60s. Basically, my previous husband grew up in Inglewood, California. His dad was in Inglewood Fire Department, so he was killed by the fire. But there was a big white flight coming from that whole area. Simi Valley was basically the place to go. And that was basically because of the VA loans that they were giving out to a certain population, meaning whites. Actually, bought our house. It was cool. My parents bought their house in 63 for $13,000. VA loan, had no money down, moving in, taking care of it. That was, when we moved to Simi Valley, there was approximately, I think, two black families in Simi Valley. There's a lot of Hispanic people there because of the area that's Ventura County. But Simi Valley was designed as a white flight, hence the reason why everybody complained with the Rodney King trials, because they moved the trials to Simi Valley, which they considered a white neighborhood, which it was. I grew up there. I graduated from it. I know that. I know that very well. There is a racial issue in California, a very big racial issue. My grandparents moved there in the 30s, right before the Depression. And they had a big issue with racism there. They were of German descent. He never got a job there. He actually worked from Hunsinger's Turkey for years.
And your question or comment is what?
My comment is there was racism in California in the L.A. area.
How can that? First of all, you could have said, no, I don't celebrate white history. You don't have to say yes if you don't, by the way. But how can that be racism when there is no such thing?
There is. I saw it. I lived it.
And what does racism look like?
Racism looks very ugly. It's hateful.
What does
it look
like?
It's hateful for reasons. It looks like people hating and hurting other people. That's what it looks like.
And you're right about that part. It's hating. There's no love. Mm-hmm. Either you love or you hate.
That's racism.
Either you love or you hate. Why do you call hate racism rather than calling it what it is?
Because it was picked because of a certain skin color. That's it. Over and done with.
That's not true. That's it. It was that way.
Yeah, it is.
It was that way because when you mentioned white flight, when white people fled those areas, was that racism?
Uh-huh. Yes.
And why was it racism?
Because they wanted basically a white neighborhood. Simi Valley. You have to do is look at Simi Valley.
And what's
That's
wrong with
white
that?
Racism?
What's wrong with that?
It did not do me any good growing up in a totally white neighborhood. Did not do me good at all.
What's wrong with white people having an all-white neighborhood? What's wrong
Because you become very, how could you say? You become very distrustful of other people that look different than you. You basically could fall into listening to bad press about those people, which is not true.
All that happened to you?
Yeah.
So what was wrong with you that you fell into all that?
I was 10 years old.
And your parents your parents didn't protect you?
My parents did what they thought was right. I was a single. I lived with my grandparents.
And so your grandparents didn't have sense enough to be an example for you?
They were racist.
Your grandparents were?
Yeah.
Meaning that they hated black people?
Yeah.
And so if they hated black people, why do you call that racism rather than hatred?
Because they picked black. No other reason. Black.
And so why did you call that racism rather than hate?
Because it's hate disguised, or it's used as a vehicle that they use their hate is to pick another class of people and pick on them and blame them for their problems.
Why do you call it racism rather than just it was hateful? It was hate.
Because they picked those people because they look different from them. That's why.
They may have chosen those people, but why not just call it hate?
Why can't you call it racism? Because it's done.
Because
that
there's no such thing as a made up word. And what's wrong with the whites not wanting to be around with a group of people that destroys their own neighborhood, that wherever they go, they bring crime and all that? What's wrong with white people not wanting to be around that?
Because it makes for more hate and racism later on.
What's wrong with white people not wanting to be around people that bring crime in and don't take care of themselves and their community? What's wrong with white people?
Okay, okay. First
what's
off,
wrong
the
with,
two...
Arlene, what's wrong with white people not wanting to be around that?
They felt the need to move to Simi Valley. That's fine.
Is it wrong with that?
They moved to their house. I can't condemn them, but I know.
Is anything wrong with that?
It depends on the person, basically. It depends on the reason.
Why people wanted to move out and live in their own neighborhood?
Hold on,
Arlene. Let me take a quick break. Back in a moment. Hold on. Check out my book, For Rage to Responsibility. I show you how I was able to overcome anger. The spirit of anger was taken away from me. I had it. And as a result of having anger, I was insecure. I had doubt, worry, fear. I was in a fallen state and didn't know it. And it wasn't until I went and forgave my mother, who tried to turn me away from my father. I forgave my father for not being there and returned back to him. My spirit connected with his spirit, and through him, I was able to return to God. And I have perfect peace. Perfect love casts out anger. And when anger is gone, fear and doubt, worry, insecurity, suicidal thoughts, all of that is gone, and you are free. Amazon.com, Barnes & Noble, or if you want an autographed copy, you can go to my website at rebuildingtheman.com or call 800-411-BOND. The Hake Report is coming up at 9 a.m. this morning from 9 to 11 a.m. Pacific time. And then after that, the American Anchor, baby, from 11 to 1. And check out Punchy TV. You can podcast it. Punchy.tv. Amazing stuff there. All right. Amazing. Women's Forum this Thursday night. Ladies on fire. And I'm not playing for... You know, if they weren't doing it, I wouldn't say it. I wouldn't even hold a meeting if I thought that they were not working on themselves. Really, they are. Because they just didn't know, just like men didn't know, they needed to forgive. Amazing. 888-7753-773. Let me go quickly back to our dean. Our dean, so we were talking about you saying that it's racist because the white people moved away from the black. From the blacks when they would come in and bring all the crime. Do you live in a black neighborhood now?
No. Actually, Colorado Springs is very diverse because we have so much military here.
And do you live in a black neighborhood?
Multiracial, yes.
Are there blacks?
Yes, there are. Yes.
So you're not in a black neighborhood. You're in a mixed neighborhood.
Mixed neighborhood, yeah.
And do you wish you have would have grown up with more blacks and crime?
Is crime a white neighborhood? Yeah.
No,
I have no problem growing up with black
people. Do you wish that you had grown up with more blacks and crime?
Yeah.
Oh, so why don't you move to a black neighborhood now then?
Well, I'm in a black neighborhood. White.
No. Hispanic. Talk about an all-black neighborhood. Why don't you move to a black neighborhood so you can get more crime?
Well, Colorado Springs has they don't have a specific black neighborhood. So, they have it diverse everywhere.
So why don't you move to another state or city where there are more blacks and crime? Nothing's holding you back.
Because I like
there?
Colorado Springs.
Why?
Because I love Colorado Springs.
But you also love
Colorado Springs.
You also love black crime, right?
I love being around diverse neighborhoods, yes.
So why don't you move to one?
I am in a diverse neighborhood.
No, why don't you move to a black neighborhood?
I want to be in a diverse neighborhood.
But
what's wrong with a diverse neighborhood?
I thought you wanted black crime. You want more black crime.
Oh, that's your words. I want to be around a diverse neighborhood. That's what I told you from the very beginning.
But you said you wish you grew up with more black crime, right?
I wish I grew up around more black people, yeah.
So
I did have some in school, some friends, black friends.
And why do you wish you had grown up with more black people?
Because I would have a better understanding and a better love for them.
So you don't love the blacks?
Yeah.
Do you love the blacks?
Yes, I do.
So
yes,
how much more love you want for them?
anything can be improved. Love can always be improved.
So how can your love be improved for the blacks?
Getting to know them better.
And so why don't you get out there and know them?
I do.
And so is your love growing?
Yes.
And what is it about the blacks that you don't know?
I don't know, so how do I know? That's a really redundant question.
What is it about the blacks that you want to know?
That's a redundant question. It really is.
You said I don't know about the blacks. What is it about the blacks that you want to know?
How they brush their teeth. I don't know.
So you don't know.
When it happens, it happens. I mean, if I learn more, hey, better for me.
Can you learn than what you already know about the blacks?
You can always learn. You should be learning every day, in fact. You always need to learn more.
What is it about the blacks you can learn?
How great of people they are.
And what's great about them?
That's what I'm learning.
What have you learned that's great about the blacks?
They're honorable. They're
Honorable?
Loving.
What
they're
does
loving.
Honorable mean?
You don't know what honorable? You need to look that one up. No, I'm not going to tell you that one.
A black is slow. The blacks are honorable. What's honorable about them?
Honorable. Respectful. Honorable. Good.
What's honorable
great.
About them?
What isn't honorable about them?
No, what is honorable about the blacks?
They're good people. They
In
do
what
good
way
things.
Are they good?
They open the door for you. They smile.
What?
They say hi. They greet you. They're great friends.
Amazing.
What is an honorable?
So then if you already know that, why do you need some more black?
Because they're a human race, and I want to help and be around the human race.
So you
all
want,
of the human race.
You want to help the blacks?
Help everybody.
You want to help the blacks?
I want to help everybody.
Do you want to help the blacks, you say?
I want to help everybody,
You're talking about the blacks, though, and you wish you had some more black crime, and you wish you had been amongst the blacks. You want some more blacks.
How much do people pay you to do this job?
Do you want more? Let me ask you this, tell you this. Colorado Springs is 75% white, according to ChatGPT.
Yeah.
You claim it doesn't do... you claim it didn't do good growing up among whites.
It would have done me better to grow up in a very diverse relationship, a diverse environment.
Because of time, in what way would it have done you better? How would you be, be different today had you grown up with the blacks?
I probably would have got into politics, ran for president, and won.
If you had grown up with the blacks?
Yes, be more diverse and more loving to all the human race.
Amazing.
Because I do a hell of a lot better than idiot man in there.
Amazing.
You got it.
Thank you, Ardeen.
Have a great day. Bye.
Bye. Amazing. Let me go to Jad and Jenny. Our first time. What? Jared and Jenny, our first-time callers out of Florida. Jared and Jenny, welcome to the show.
I'm here.
Happy White History Month.
Oh, yeah. You know, my wife is on speaker, and she's shy to talk to you. But
Jenny.
Hold
on.
Right here.
Hold on, Jared. Jenny. Hey, Jenny.
Amazing.
Jared, hold on.
Okay.
Jenny.
What up, Jesse?
How are you? Happy White History Month.
Hey, happy White History Month, Jesse.
Thank you. So, you guys are on the phone together. What's going on?
Okay, so we're going to do a little, 180, not too crazy or anything like that. But initially we said my wife dominates me, but as we were like on hold and we were waiting to talk to you, you know, I thought about something that probably hits more to kind of your topics. So we're from Milwaukee originally. Jenny's a dairy farmer's daughter. And I grew up with black people and stuff, and that last caller just kind of blew my mind a little bit. And like, well, I want to ask you this question. Why was it? So I went to elementary school, and it was called the 220 program in Milwaukee. So it was like the suburbs and kind of the ghettos were coming together. And then you went to school together, and we all grew up. And then all of a sudden, we hit like high school, like freshman year of high school. And then all of a sudden, like racism kicked in.
Jared, I thought you guys were calling about your relationships and something going on there because of time.
We did a remix while we were waiting, but we can talk about how Jenny dominates me.
So let's get to the point. Because of time, you guys call because your wife is dominating you.
That's correct.
Is that
That's
true, correct. Jenny? Are you dominating him?
Yeah, probably a little.
And how are you dominating your husband?
He cuts the grass.
Hold on, Jared. Hold on.
Oh, sorry.
Jenny, how are you dominating Jared?
You know, sometimes I think I can step into like a little bit of masculinity.
You can what?
I can be a little bit too masculine.
Oh, and meaning what?
Like my husband just interrupted me. He said I mow the lawn. Sometimes I like to fix things in the garage.
She's a dairy farmer's daughter. She's tougher than nails. I love her. It says sometimes she's just, you know, she's like my bouncer at the bar. Like she can take out people, you know. She's a tough woman.
How does she dominate you?
She dominates me basically with a look. I don't know. Like she puts me in check all the time.
And how do you feel about that?
I respect it. I think it's, you know, the way we were raised. We're from Wisconsin originally. And I think it's just something you do. You respect women, you know. Like, I don't know. You take it, I guess,
and so
as a man.
You guys have children?
No.
We got a dog.
We're childless.
We're a dog.
So,
we're dog
I don't parents. Understand. Yeah. If there's no problem, why are you calling me?
We love you.
I love you. Yeah, all back.
Jesse, I got something for you. My wife says it's Country Tuesday.
Yes.
For you. So you know Conway Twitty?
No.
Oh, he's a really good singer and artist, old country artist. I think he's RIP. But there's a song called Lay Ya Down. It's a great song. If whatever on your break or anything, you should check it in. But
oh, yeah. Well, happy wife's mother to you both, and I wish you well.
Same to you. Thank you for taking our call.
Right on. Jenny. Hey,
Jenny. Peace out, Jesse. I love you.
All right. Keep on dominating the man, okay?
Hey, have a great Tuesday.
All right.
Bye.
Bye now.
Bye.
Bye. Amazing. Happy wife, Jesse Mark. What the? Super chat.
Apple 2691. 15 coffees. My bad, James. Thanks for the corrections. While waiting yesterday, I sent a check to Bond and will deliver on the 17th. So that number was on my mind. Jesse, you have a gift of spirit. Thank you, all of you there. Well, have a blessed day.
Thank you, and I appreciate you helping us to help others. We do have a fundraiser drive going there, everybody. So if you haven't already donated, and you have donated, donate some more. Go to rebuildingtheman.com/donate. Rebuildingtheman.com/donate or call 800-411-2663. And on the website at rebuildingtheman.com/donate is a P.O. box if you want to mail it in as well. Thank you very much.
Thank you, yeah. Apple. Anthony on Cash App, how you treat yourself is how you treat others. He says.
Is that a response to the biblical question?
I don't know.
Okay. Well, thank you. If it responds to the biblical question, I'll put my 2 cents on Sunday, but thank you.
He also says, pardon me, pardoner. That's my horse you're sitting on.
Amazing. Thank you.
Frederick bought a coffee. Is there any way we can watch the past women's forum online? I'm really curious about women who truly work on themselves. And because they are part of JC's community, they must be amazing women, he says.
Curiosity killed the cat. And satisfaction brought him back. But no, the men's forum on the first Thursday of the month, totally what happened in those meetings stays there, as well as the latest forum. No video, no audio, anything. What happens in those meetings stays there because we want the people to be free to open up. You can't even tell your husband or wife what happened when you got home. But if you should join the church, the fellowship on Sunday morning, a lot of the women are there. They're talking about their growth, what they've realized, and how they overcome it. So you can hear there on Sunday mornings at 11 a.m. Pacific time, the fellowship, rebuildingtheman.com/church. Rebuildingtheman.com/church. All right? Amazing. Thank you.
Thank you, Frederick. Adam bought a coffee. Quick question. Why does Satan do whatever it takes to destroy me when there is no me and I have nothing to give to Satan? He asks.
Repeat that.
Why does Satan do whatever it takes to destroy me when there is no me and I have nothing to give to Satan? He asks.
I don't understand the question. The question is not clear. Either call 888-7753, Jesse. Right?
888-77-Jesse.
Right.
7753-773.
Or make it a little clearer on your super chat, because it's just not clear. I don't understand.
I think he's just lost in his head.
Yeah.
He's trying to figure stuff out.
Right. But make it a little clear. Thank you, though.
Pastor Chatelet on Pilled.net donated 111 gold pills. July just feels white.
Happy White Tuesday, Mike, and thank you very much.
Three coffees from Reuben. I ask.
Ask!
My kids, your biblical question.
What is most important to you? How people treat you or how you treat them?
Two of my kids say they find how they treat people is more important to them. One says how she is treated is more important to her. I'm over here like, what the? I look forward to this week's fellowship. Thanks, Jesse. Stay blessed.
Thank you. Appreciate your support. Stay with us. Stay with us. Stay with us. Amazing.
Anthony on Cash App. JP, do you remember?
Do you remember?
Jack Van Impe?
When
90s?
It was time.
Jesus
September.
Is coming.
What?
Jack Van Impe, 90s. Jesus is coming.
No.
Okay.
I have no clue. Thank you, though.
Five coffees from Eric. Thoughts are lies. Truth is silent. Thoughts are loud. The louder the thought, the bigger the lie.
Amazing.
Interesting.
Absolutely. Thank you.
Five coffees from someone. Hi, Jesse. True story. My white grandfather married my Cherokee grandmother and killed himself when my mother was a child, allegedly.
My father married a Cherokee. My mother, people were ashamed of me. The white man, the Indian said that I was white by law. The white man always called me Indian squaw. Happy, that's all I ever heard. Happy, I love and hate the word. Both sides were against me since the day I was born. Amazing. Thank you.
Eric, five coffees. The best way to work on yourself is never to think about yourself. Because there is no self to think about, he says.
Amazing. Stay with it, stay with it, stay with it.
Roy bought a coffee. That shirt is popping.
Country and Western Tuesday. Yeehaw!
Nice. Thank you, Roy.
Thank you, Roy.
Cody on Cash App. That's Bond JLP Cash App. I think I'm racist against Ardeen specifically.
I've never heard anybody say they want some more black crime in their life.
Brainwashed.
That's like, I don't even know what to say about that. I've never heard that.
Boomer.
Who wake up in the morning and say, think I want some more black crime? My parents tried to take me out of the black community, and I'm upset because I want to be there to have some more black crime.
She wants government-imposed diversity. Karen,
what the?
Karen asks, were you trying to get our dean to hate blacks, Jesse Lee Peterson? That's not heavenly, is it?
I don't understand the question.
You don't understand where you're trying to get our dean to hate blacks? I think he was trying to get her to love blacks by being honest for once in her life.
I was just trying to get understanding.
Indeed.
I wasn't trying to get her to do either one, to love or hate, but to get understanding. And when you got understanding, everything is clear. Amazing, but thank you. I appreciate it.
BBBEE. Hi, Jesse. Was wondering if you could clarify what you mean by returning to the Father. What if some people can't?
Well,
BB asks.
Number one, there's no such thing as can't. Anybody that want to return to the Father can. The Father made it possible. And the way you return is by forgiving your mother for turning you away from your earthly father and forgive your earthly father for not protecting you from your mother. When you drop the anger, you're on your way back to the Father. Amazing. Thank you. Stay with it. Stay with it. Stay with it.
Chris bought a coffee. Sardine is very, very uneducated regarding the blacks. I live amongst them. I parked my car behind my house one night. My license plate was stolen. Week later, I got a letter in the mail saying I have fines for red light tickets and 20 tolls. The Nicaraguas are out of control.
Nicaragua mess. I don't understand why don't Ardeen go if she is traumatized by her, sound like grandparents, she said, raise her. Why doesn't she, as an adult, move into the black community? What's holding her back?
Apparently,
from going to the blacks.
She thinks 75% white is very diverse. That's plenty diverse for me, too.
75. She says she lives in a diverse community, and it's 75% white.
That's plenty diverse.
Oh, man.
That's potentially trouble, depending on what the rest of the 25% is.
I'm telling you.
JV, the great three coffees. Ardeen, you can't help anyone. I assure you, none of us blacks see you or any other white person as a savior. Let go of your savior complex. Need to look at everyone as equals. Stop feeling sorry for the blacks. We don't need your sympathy and white guilt. Saying you wish you could have lived amongst more blacks and crime is insane. Some blacks don't want to live around that.
I know. What a mess. Thank you. I appreciate that. Ardeen, I hope you hear that. I got to say,
we'll read the rest later,
amazing.
Guys.
Let me go to Robert out of Kansas. Robert, you are on the air at Happy White History Month.
Hey, Jesse, thank you. I think you're right about the insane asylum, brother, with these callers. There definitely needs to be one in Colorado Springs so that our girlfriend there can be taken care of.
I just don't understand. Well, maybe the trauma of wanting to be around blacks so you could get more crime. I don't understand that.
I'm not sure, sir. I called in about you've been getting a lot of health advice, Jesse, and I wanted to add to it, if that's okay.
Okay.
So what I've been hearing is people are concerned about what you're taking in terms of the nutrifying your body and having the appropriate nutrients so that you're strong and healthy.
Right.
On the other side of like a kind of a double edge of health is a fasting aspect. I don't know. Maybe you do fast, and I'm preaching to the choir.
Yeah.
And you already
Robert,
do
hold
fast.
Hold on, buddy. Hold on. Let me take a quick break. One more hour to go. Hate news, not the faint news. Back in a moment.
I've been clinically depressed since I was 17 years old, and ever since I started listening to you a couple of months ago, bro, I don't even need to hear the word depression. I don't even care about that because that's not anything that I identify with anymore.
Nice.
I'm 100% cured. I'm 100% better because I've been listening to the Jesse Lee Peterson show, and I can't even begin to tell you how much I appreciate you. And I just can't even, you know, begin to tell you how much I really appreciate the things that you're doing for young men. Young men need to hear this, and young men need to know this message that you're delivering because it's important. It's vital to their lives, Jesse. I just wanted to let you know that, man.
That's amazing. I mean, you made my day, man. When I hear one soul has returned to the Father, it's like 1,000. It's better than silver and gold. So God bless you, man.
There's some serious mess going on in the world. They're pushing childhood vaccinations. Many millions of children remain completely unvaxxed, says a new report by the evil UN's corrupt World Health Organization. I don't know if this aspect of World Health Organization is corrupt, but they've been reported by many to be so-called corrupt. And they have the wrong priorities, in my opinion. And tariffs. Trump is doing his tariffs, and they're claiming that much could become more expensive, including alcohol, fresh fruits and vegetables, tomatoes and avocados, medical equipment and surgical supplies, electronics, computers, electrical equipment, audio, video equipment. So be ready to spend more money if you need to spend more money on that stuff. It's worth it for the good of the country. And in the long run, it'll be right, I think. This is the end of hour two already of the J.S. Lee Peterson Show. It is Country and Western Tuesday, July 15th. Happy White History Month, 2025 A.D. There is one line open. You can call in right now during Hate News, Not Fake News. And JLP will be right back for the third hour. Coming right up, guys. After the J.S. Lee Peterson Show, the Hate Report, and then American Anchor, baby. Catch his show, American Anchor, baby, at 11 a.m. Pacific time, Monday through Thursday, and then right after The Fallen State on Friday, okay? So around noonish on Friday, depending on the length of The Fallen State. And then also this week, ladies, third Thursday of the month, July 17th, 2025, 7 p.m. at Bond in Los Angeles, rebuildingtheman.com/events, the Women's Forum. They are a highlight of the month, the women's forums. For the ladies, the men's forums, first Thursday, 7 p.m. at Bond. For the men, and then church on Sunday for everybody. Commie Nonsense Network, CNN reports or claims an estimated 14.3 million children remain completely unvaxxed, unvaccinated. So said a new report issued by the World Health Organization, so-called health, and the UN Children's Fund. So they're talking about worldwide. That doesn't sound like that many. That figure is down by 171,000 since 2023. They say too many children remain at risk for vaccine-preventable diseases. An additional 5.7 million children have only partial protection, they call it, because they may not have received all the recommended doses of certain vaccine series. Public health, so-called experts, say children living in conflict zones or low or middle income countries were particularly vulnerable. In high income countries, vaccine hesitancy and distrust in institutions have led to a resurgence of vaccine preventable diseases, they claim, including measles and polio. And whose fault is it that they are not trusted? Maybe their own. Yep. And tariffs. With our greatest president threatening to increase tariffs on two of America's largest trading partners, consumers should prepare to pay more for certain products. Over the weekend, Trump called for 30% levies on the European Union, EU, and Mexico starting August 1st, unless they make trade deals with the United States. Some businesses may absorb those taxes themselves, okay, those tariffs. Others will have to pass it on to American consumers, so-called American. Some of the items that could be affected, as I mentioned, alcohol, fresh fruits and vegetables, tomatoes, avocados. Avocados always been expensive, and they've gotten even crazier. Did you know that there's like the cartels are involved in the avocado stuff? So it's not just drugs. The cartels are making money off the avocado farmers. Terrible. And medical equipment and surgical supplies, electronics, computers, electrical equipment, audio and video equipment. So watch out. Also, the TSA, Transportation Security Administration, says that if you sweat too much, you can set off the advanced imaging technology that's used on air travelers. So they may screen you even further if you're sweating too much, which could also be a sign that you're nervous. Why are you getting nervous? You have some crime that you're hoping to do, something like that. Why are you getting nervous, man? I'm James Hake. Now back to the Jesse Lee Peterson Show, jesseleepeterson.com/show, hour three. Mm-hmm.
had to stand up strong. Face the truth about themselves to understand what went wrong. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way. Stand up. Stand up. Stand up.
Uniting the races with truth, instead of dividing them with lies. We're also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I'm Jesse Lee Peterson. Happy White History Month. You can get involved by calling 888-7753-773. 888-77-JESSE. My biblical question. Which is most important to you? How people treat you or how you treat them? Which is most important? How people treat you or how you treat them? I'm laughing at the video here about the biblical question. Interesting. You can, we have every way that you can watch and support the show listed on jesseleepeterson.com/show. jesseleepeterson.com/show. And if you're out and about, you can podcast the show. But you could be listening on your iPhone or iPad by calling the listen line on TalkStream Live at 605-615-4131. 605-615-4131. And to donate and have your comments read out loud, go to buymeacoffee.com/JLP talk. Buymeacoffee.com/JLP talk or bond JLP Cash App. Bond JLP Cash App. It's Tuesday, and every Tuesday is Country and Western Tuesday. Oh, my life back. Oh, bring back my country to me. Bring back my country to me.
What the?
Me.
Who let the dogs out?
Amazing.
Amazing.
Nick, you heard that song, My Bonnie Lies Over the Ocean?
My Bonnie Lies Over the Sea.
Oh, good. My Bonnie Lies Over the Ocean.
So don't
bring back my Bonnie to me. Bring back my country to me. Amazing. Let me go quickly back to Robert out of Kansas. Robert, you were giving me some health advice. Go ahead.
Jesse, yes, sir. So back right with it, with the fasting, there's a process. The main thing you would want to, we would try to induce is something called autophagy. And autophagy just means that your body doesn't have anything to feed on, essentially, except what you already have, whether that be, like a lot of people think of it as fat loss, but it can be any malfunctioning cell in the body, including cancer. And one thing it does, Jesse, that's really important is it stops things like Alzheimer's, dementia, senility. So as we get to be older, fat men, it really can have an effect. And if you already do it, Jesse, or you already know, then you know. But
so you're saying fasting is good for you in that way?
Yes, sir. Within 24 hours, you can induce autophagy, where you are cleaning up the body. It's a self-eating mechanism where all the malfunctioning cells in your body start to be consumed. And if you add exercise and other things that can improve autophagy, you can really experience a reversed aging effect. And that's not even to say anything about stem cells. When you fast, depending on your age, for 24 hours or more, you start to create stem cells. And stem cells, especially naturally produced ones, you can go have them injected. But even natural stem cells are an age-reversing mechanism in the body. They'll go everywhere they need to be, anything that needs repaired. And the thing about fasting is you aren't taking in the same nutrients. Like the people I hear giving you advice are concerned about, are you nutrified? And as we age, Jesse, another problem seems to be with absorption. So as we eat things, we don't absorb as well as we did when we were younger. And that's one reason why exercise is so important. And it's so counterintuitive when you think about, well, like I had a girlfriend. I'm not a girlfriend, but a girl who was my friend. She had a skinny dog, and a dog was old. And she was feeding him more and more, and she couldn't get him to gain any weight. So I did my research, and I said, well, you need to take him on at least a 30-minute walk in the morning, a 30-minute walk at night. She started doing that. The dog started absorbing the nutrients because exercise changes digestion. And so there's things like that where you're thinking, well, he's skinny. Why would I walk him more? It's just exercise, yeah. But it changes what you absorb, right?
Absolutely.
So there's things about exercise where you're thinking about getting skinny or whatever. It actually keeps your organs healthy, especially cardio. Like when you're bouncing up and down, running or moving your body, jumping on a trampoline, whatever, there's an effect in your body where you are, it allows the body to function properly, and you can actually absorb the nutrients you're getting. So you could take in all the nutrients all day. You could, all the supplements, whatever, if you're not absorbing it because you don't exercise at all, especially as we get older. So
Robert,
that's what it is, Jesse. Yeah, go ahead, sir.
I appreciate that, man. Thank you so much.
Oh, yeah, Jesse, thank you, sir, everything you do. And the last thing, any sort of IV therapy that you can find out there, I'm sure they have it. It's not inexpensive. It's expensive, but I think you can afford it, Jesse. And look into your IV therapy, sir, and take care of yourself, Jesse. Hope to see you around for a long time.
I will be here forever. Thank you, Robert.
I know, sir. All right, brother. Bye-bye.
Bye now. Amazing. Let me go to Slim out of Maryland. Slim.
What up, Jesse?
Happy White History Month. You're on the air.
Happy White History Month. I'm just calling to answer the biblical question today.
Which is most important to you? How people treat you or how you treat them?
How I treat them. And the reason that I say that is because I don't really worry about how people treat me because people are evil. You know, you can't control people, and I don't really concern myself with how people treat me because that means they have control over me at that point. But I do concern myself with how I treat people because every interaction that I have with a person is an opportunity to overcome. It's an opportunity for growth. It's an opportunity to look within to make sure that I'm working on myself throughout this interaction that I'm having with this person, whether their interaction or how they treat me is good, bad, evil, whatever the case may be. As long as I'm paying attention to myself and I'm watching myself and I'm treating them the way that I know is right, then I'll be all right. I'll be in every opportunity. I won't be phased. I won't be folded. None of that. So I pay attention to how I treat people. I don't care how they treat me because that's their problem. That's their evil. They gonna have to deal with that.
So I appreciate you responding to the biblical question, and I'll put my two cents in on Sunday. But let me ask, so you truly see that human nature, human beings are evil?
Yeah, man. It's me, myself. That's how I started. And it's hard to explain because when you see things out in life, or me as a child, I thought that those were really people acting in their own capacity, or those were really people, but they not. They controlled by outside situations. So, yeah, people not really in control.
That's amazing. You're absolutely right. Human beings are evil, and it's deeper than what I can even express to you. And as you're working on yourself, you will see the depths of human nature is dangerous. It's nothing good about. There's not 1 ounce of goodness in human being. It's mind-blowing to see it. But thank you, Slim, for that. And you stay with us, man. It's amazing.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Thank you, man. Keep doing what you're doing.
I will. Amazing. I want to, before I go, this line now open, 888-77-JESSE, I want to go back to the, I want to ask, is this man wrong? I want to go to 15-5 there, Nick. Is this man wrong? Or do you think he's right? Really, pay attention to this video. And I want to know. And I'll tell you when I come back from the video why I want to know. I want to know, have you ever seen the rain coming down on me? Is this man wrong? This is from 12 News. A man is being fined $100 a month by his homeowners association. No, that's not the one I want to start out with. This is the one I want to go with, Nick. I'm sorry, my bad. 15-4. I want to know, and I'm going to tell you why I want to know when I come back from this soundbite. I want to know if you think, and I really want to hear from you about it, if you don't mind. Do you think this guy is wrong? Here's a video of a man refusing to serve Muslim customers. This is from X. Watch this.
I'm Muslim.
You don't do Muslims?
No.
Why you don't do Muslims?
Because of your attitude. You suck.
We suck?
You do.
I do.
Because you come to this country and don't behave yourself. You get the hell out of here now!
How do you?
Or I'll call the police.
You don't touch me. Don't touch me.
Get out of here.
Don't touch me. Don't touch
get.
Me.
Get!
Don't touch me.
Get.
So you're saying you're not doing Muslims?
No.
This is Trump America. You see that? This guy is kicking us out because...
You need to behave yourself. And then
how do you know if I behave?
You don't.
How do you know?
Get the hell out of here. Now.
You sick.
Get.
You sick.
Get.
Sick. This is Trump America. You know what he said? I don't do you kind of people because why? Because you are a Muslim.
How's in Trump America? She's blaming Trump. What a heifer. Do you think this guy is raw or right? What do you think, hey, Anchor Baby?
I personally don't think he was wrong here because, look, even though I think you should be allowed to freely associate and have your own business how you want, you don't. There's a proper way to, I guess, act, right? The proper way to escalate. But she started it, in my opinion. She has her phone out. She's filming him.
Yeah, she got her phone out already.
The clip from where the clip starts, yeah. And even if it wasn't being, even if it was being rude or whatever, I think there's something wrong with how we've lost freedom of association. I keep hearing about this. I've heard this about America over the years, and I think it means to be able to associate and do business with whom you like.
And what does she mean it's Trump America? This Trump America. And what made her think of that right away?
You asking?
I am. Did she see it? Hey, I'm sorry, Anchor Baby. Why was she saying this is Trump America? What does Trump have to do with that store owner? Anchor Baby.
I thought you were asking, hey, sorry. It's one of those things, you know, you don't like Trump, you want to blame him for racism. They say that, she's basically, what
the
she's saying
baby
is...
baby little Jewish with his hair like that.
Got the girls sort of. Coming out this way.
You look Jewish.
Uh-huh. Or Roman.
So now I can expect you to walk up and down Pico on Saturday.
I'm gonna see your baby
in a stroller.
I had some of them like say hi to me and stuff, and I think they think I'm Jewish.
They think you're one of them.
Yeah, they're like bowing to me. I'm like, hey, yeah, just call me David.
I know.
But anyway. I think they just look. It's What was I trying to say? Look, it's, what that woman was trying to say is that
why he said
that
Trump
racists
America.
Are emboldened in America thanks to Trump being president. That's kind of what she's alluding to.
She need to go back to wherever she came from, and that moves a mess. Hey, what did you see the video?
I did.
And was that guy wrong for telling her to get the hell out of here?
No, he wasn't wrong telling her.
And why not?
You have the right to refuse service to anyone for any reason in your business.
Amazing, that's deep.
Mm-hmm.
And what does she mean? Look at this is Trump America. What does she mean by that?
It means she.
And why would she be thinking that at that moment?
Because she's pushing for a social media stardom. She hates Trump and white people, and she thinks racism is real. Racism against Muslims, the Muslim race. She obviously, as Nick pointed out, she's recording. She obviously has a conflict with this guy. And
but why is she recording it?
Because she wants to put it out on the internet and
I rest my case.
Smear white people.
I rest my case.
For a thrill.
All for the thrill of it.
When she pull out your phone,
Trump. Trump ain't got nothing to do with that white man doing.
That's a sign. If you pull out your phone, that's a sign you don't want the guy's business. I mean, you don't want to do business with that guy. You're there to cause trouble.
And here's another one I want you guys to respond to from 12 News. A man is being fined $100 a month for his HOA, by his HOA, for giving out free water. Why is this?
For the past 5 years,
you want water or ice?
David Martin has had this in his driveway. A cooler filled with chilled water bottles, giving them out to anyone who needs them.
It's really for the drivers, it's for the families, it's for the kids. It's to do something positive in a world that needs it.
A simple gesture, getting him fined $100 a month from his HOA. According to the HOA's management group, advertising free water out in the open goes against the community's rules and regulations.
I stand firm on the fact that I'm not paying the fines, the cooler's not going anywhere.
With many neighbors on his side.
I'd seen that, I thought that was kind of ridiculous.
Now, he's fighting back. On Thursday, a vote was held to remove three board members. During the meeting, the two board members whose seats are not on the line said they received a total of 210 ballots from homeowners, with the majority in support of the removal, announcing that starting Friday morning, those three board members are gone.
Amazing. What's wrong with the man giving out water, Hank?
It looks tacky. It depends on what kind of riffraff he's attracting, too.
It's like eating oatmeal.
Where was this again? What state or city or town?
It doesn't say.
Okay.
What town?
12
News. HOA is Homeowner Association, by the way.
Yeah.
But it doesn't say what town.
12 News. It's a local from Arizona. It's hot in Arizona.
Oh, Arizona?
Mm-hmm.
But if he's going to live in a Homeowner Association plan, he got to follow the rules.
Right. But apparently the people are revolting and throwing out some of the HOA people. How much were they trying to fine him? $100,000?
$100.
Oh.
$100 a month.
That's not so bad.
We'll buy the water and then give it away free, and then $100 a month we'll fine. It's a thrill. What do you say, Anchor Baby?
Did he say he was doing that for 5 years? I was just wondering about that detail, but I don't have enough info. Look, it's... Did this HOA just come in now since he's been doing for 5 years? I don't know. I like rules a little bit.
My question
I can't
is,
really say.
My question is about it. Is it a plastic bottle? First mistake. The water is. And it doesn't have electrolytes.
Now you're a water snob. It should be glass.
It doesn't have electrolyte and it's in a plastic bottle. That's my issue. And last but not least for right now, y'all want to embrace the black culture? Well, welcome to the... Maybe, what's that woman name they call?
Ardeen?
Ardeen can go to this area and get more black crime. Since she wish her folks had left her in the hood. So she can get more black crime. Ardeen. you can go to this neighborhood and get all the black crime you want. This is from NBC. If you want to embrace the black culture, several people were hospitalized with non-life-threatening injuries after shots fired at an alumni event at Tyner Academy in Chattanooga, Tennessee. Watch this from NBC News.
Chattanooga police responded to a shots fired call around 3 o'clock Saturday afternoon at the Tyner Community Center. Four people were taken to the hospital with non-life-threatening injuries. The shooting happened during an event hosted by Tyner Academy as part of their alumni weekend. Graduates from 29 classes attended and could be seen mingling in the tents. Witnesses say everyone was having a good time until they heard the gunshots.
And all of a sudden, the shots just started going everywhere. And little kids and babies and everything was on the ground. It was bad. It was real bad.
Jeffrey Herman says he knew exactly what was happening.
It was gunshots.
Herman says he and his friends walked away injury-free, but amid the panic and chaos, some people were injured while trying to run from the scene. Some took to social media to share what they experienced. One user posted, "Thank you, Lord, for shielding my daughters and granddaughter today as they had to run, duck, crawl, and trample, dodging bullets." Herman graduated in 1990, and the shooting was a shocking realization.
It makes me feel real bad and it's sad that the little kids got to come up and see this type of stuff.
And I want to thank you. I want to thank you, Lord. My children were saved. Thank you. That's what I need, want more. I need to move down to Chattanooga and get out of Colorado where 75% of the place is white. And get you some black crime and stop hating your grandparents for trying to look out for you. I have never heard anything like that. I want some more black crime. You racist because you moved me out of the black neighborhood? How about taking me down to Chattanooga? 888-7753-773. What a mess. What's wrong with Ardeen?
Spoiled. Doesn't appreciate what she grew up with. She said it didn't do me any good to grow up amongst all white people.
What does she want? She wanted black crime, she said.
Apparently.
And then she think that if she had grown up in a black neighborhood, she'd be in politics.
It's funny because the racist people actually know something that the anti-racist people don't.
And what's that?
That the blacks are a problem sometimes. All too often.
Oh, amazing. Let me go to the busy phone. Let me go to... Washington and talk to Timothy. Let's see here, Timothy, the phone smoking. Timothy, you're on the air.
Hello, how are you? Happy White History Month.
Happy White History Month, Timothy.
I was going to mention a great white man that helped us through the years a long time ago, Davy Crockett.
Oh, yeah. I remember
King
Davy.
Of the Wild Frontier.
Yep. Well, why here's your moment? What did you like about Davy? Go ahead.
He managed to help the Wild West there to populate it because he was serving in office from 1827 to 1831 in the 9th District, which is the west side over there. And in 1833 to 1835, he did the 12th district. And he was born in Franklin, Tennessee.
Amazing. Thank you,
Tennessee. And he's had lots of great
shows about him over the years. And
oh, yeah.
They said that he either got captured or died at the Alamo. And I remember going there when I was younger, and it was a great time to learn about what happened and all the things that happened over there.
Yeah, amazing. Nice. James, you been to the Alamo?
Maybe, but I don't remember if I have or not.
I've gone to the Alamo a couple of times. I was speaking down in San Antonio, Texas, and I visited the Alamo while I was in Texas. Isn't that amazing?
Is that a mission? The Alamo?
Yeah. It's a, I don't know what you mean by mission.
You know, they had these Spanish missions, but I'm probably mixing up my stories.
You're mixing up my mind, too, because I have no idea.
I just see these. I see this beautiful picture of like the structure where they were holed up against whoever, fighting to the death. Basically,
it was interesting.
Yeah, it was the Alamo mission in San Antonio.
Amazing, thank you.
So I wasn't that confused,
right?
I don't know much about history.
I don't know much about biology. I don't know much about history. Thank you. I've gone to the Alamo. Have you, Anchor Baby?
Never.
What a mess. Mm. Why you live in this country and you have not gone to the Alamo?
I don't know. I came to LA and stopped.
So, Timothy, thank you for the White History moment.
Very nice.
Yeah, very well. Oh, I was going to mention, too, that my child's mother, she's in prison over there in Missouri. And she was telling me that in the last year or so, there were 35% of the females there, because it's an all-female prison, federal detention center, were child molesters. In the last year, 50% of them are now.
Amazing.
Yeah, it's wild. And then she says that
female
one of her
molesters.
Her roommate had a roommate that was killed and stomped her. That's why it's like you say, it's not good to have stepchildren, because this woman stomped the children to death.
Yeah. Idea of step parents is not a good idea at all. It's selfishness when they do that. You married to a woman in prison?
Well, no, she's just my child's mother.
Oh, okay.
I am married, and I'm actually going to talk with a lawyer today to get it all finalized.
So you're not married to the woman in prison. You had a baby by her, but you are married. You have a different woman as a wife.
Correct.
Oh, okay. Amazing.
Yeah, I'm finally going to get that finalized, but I got the paperwork from her this last week. She signed off, and
You're divorcing your wife?
Yeah.
And why?
It was a bad mistake. Well.
Oh, okay.
It was when I was in the, still in the fallen state and just not knowing what I know now, and it's been growing. And, she didn't live with any of her children. She was, I don't know if they were married, but her baby daddy of her children, because she has four children.
Do you have children with her?
No.
Did she already have four children when you married her?
Yes.
Why did you marry a woman with children?
Because I was not in my right state of mind.
That's for sure.
Not at all. And it was actually good, because I've never seen her children, because they lived over, her children and her their father lived over in a different state, but then he got arrested because I guess he was molesting some of them. And then the children had to go live with her mother in Great Falls.
Timothy, Montana. I got to run, but thank you, man. What a mess.
You too. Take care.
For the White History Mind. The treasure chest is now open on DLive and on
Scratch-offs on pilled.net.
Back in a moment.
Nice.
Hey,
Anytime you have situations happening in your life, always be still. Don't overreact. Most of the people that I know, they say, oh, I know Jesus. I love Jesus. I'm an observer. And as soon as something don't go their way, they get mad. I'm like, what the? If you overreact, folks, remember to do that. Don't overreact. And when you get mad, it's your problem. It ain't your wife's problem, your husband's problem, your neighbor, your friend, your preacher, your teacher. It's your problem. Why do you think you tick? It didn't go your way or the way you think it should go. Don't have a way you think it should go. Let life just happen. Thoughts make you think that life should go the way you want it to go. And if it doesn't, if someone don't do or say or act the way you think they should act, you hate them. And then you blame them for being mad. It's the darnest thing I ever seen, but it's amazing to see it. So relax. All right, folks, welcome back. The Hake Report is coming up at the top of this hour. The Hake, H-A-K-E report.com. The Hake report.com. The guy with the good hair, and he has no fear. You have no fear, hey?
Right.
No fear. And then after the Hake Report, the American Anchor Baby, who have never gone to the Alamo, by the way. What a mess. A lot of energy, but not enough energy to go to the Alamo at 11 a.m., from 11 to 1 p.m. And this Thursday, remember, lady, come on down, the latest form, at 7 p.m. And for personal shout-outs, I'll do them for you. Birthdays, wedding shout-out, congratulations shout-out, happy birthday, or whatever. Congratulations, encouragement, whatever it may be, I'll do it for you at Cameo. Go to cameo.com/Jesse Lee Peterson. cameo.com/Jesse Lee Peterson. Amazing. Let me go to Lorraine. Lorraine, what's going on there? I don't know. He says his name is Big Ben. You better get on back up there to Big Ben. Let me go to Rain out of Sweet Home, hey. Alabama.
Hey, how you doing, Jesse?
You all as well. Happy White History Month.
Happy White History Month to you too.
Do you celebrate White History out there in the world?
Yes, I do. I try to let anybody that I come in crossing paths with know about White History Month.
Right on. Have you seen Lady Sing the Blues?
No. I don't know what that is. I may not be old enough for that.
How old are you?
I'm only 29.
Oh, you need to check out Lorraine and Lady Sing the Blues.
I will. I'll make that something that I put on my
TV. He said his name is Big Ben. Lorraine. Girl, you better get on back up there to Big Ben. Amazing. But welcome to the show.
Thank you so much for having me. I've called in before. I called in about a year ago when I had my daughter. I had her naturally, so it was such a beautiful thing. But now I'm calling in because I'm having just a couple questions about things and how they're, supposed to be.
Okay.
So I got married to my husband in August of last year. And that was after we had our third child. And things have been a little bit rocky lately. I'm currently working at a job, and I'm planning to go off to the military. So it's not him. I can't say that. I can say that it's me. But I'm trying to figure out where I'm going wrong in the situation. And I feel like when I talk to him, I'm talking to him based off of information that I've heard you say on your show, but maybe I'm misinterpreting that information.
Okay.
So he tells me something that he wants. Like, I work a job. I'm a manager at this job, and I basically have to close down the store and get everything situated. So he basically explained to me that at 8 o'clock, he wants me to call him. So, prime example, yesterday.
At 8 o'clock, like he wants you home, you say?
He wants me to call him. Oh, I can't be home at 8 o'clock. He wants me to call him.
Oh, okay.
So, at 7:40 yesterday, I called him, but he was like, you know, I told him, I was like, my teeth is hurting because my teeth has been hurting. And he was like, well, you know, call me back when you get situated. So I was like, give me 20, 30 minutes, and I'll call you back. So I was like at 8:15. It was 8 o'clock on the head because I had a lot going on trying to get the store and stuff cleaned up. So when we got home, make a long story short, when we got home, he was basically like, you know, I don't have any authority because you don't listen, so I can't be responsible for someone that doesn't listen. You didn't call me at 8 o'clock. You called me at 8:15. That's not 8 o'clock. And he basically told me to take our screen door key and that I could be, you know, out. You know, I could walk home by myself. So at some point, I'm like, you know, I want to be able to make things amicable between me and him because it's not him, it's me. But I just want to be able to see where I'm going wrong because I did reach out to him at 7:40. He told me to call him back. I knew that I would get busy. That's why I had went ahead and called him. But it just never pans out right. So I'm just calling to see what advice you could give to me.
Why do you want you to call him at 8?
Because we live in an area that's not really good, but I'm not outside at 8 o'clock at night. I'm not coming outside of the building until 8:45.
And when you're leaving your, meaning that leaving work and going home?
Yes.
And
do
you drive home or you walk home?
I walk home.
Are you live that close to your job?
Yeah, I stay like 10 minutes away from my job.
Oh, I see. Do you live in a black neighborhood or something?
It's turning over. It wasn't at first, but it's turning over, yes, sir.
It's turning from white to black?
Yes.
Maybe you should move to Ardeen neighborhood. She lives in a 75% white neighborhood. And then let Ardeen live in your neighborhood, the black neighborhood. She want more black pain.
No, because when we first moved out here, it was really nice. But as time has went on, it's just like you say, when the blacks come, trash and stuff come. Yeah, it's terrible over here now.
So let me ask, is this the first time you and your husband argued?
To be honest, no. But I try to always see his side of things. And I even come around and I do apologize. But just in this case, he is my security, so he meets me.
Oh, I see.
Yes. Oh. So when I'm calling him at 8, I'm basically going through a process of finishing all my managerial stuff. So cleaning up the store, counting money, different things like that. He is my security, and I definitely respect that. But I'm just in a crossroads because I called, but then it was like, okay, you know, go ahead and, you know, do what you do and then call me back. So I told him, give me 20, 30 minutes. At this point in time, it was 7:40. So if I say 20 or 30 minutes, that's like 8:10, 8:15, right, somewhere up in that time frame.
Right.
But it's just like, things aren't being communicated between me and him properly. And I think it's the failed communication on my end. It's not.
Why do you think it's on your end if you said, I'll call you back in 20 minutes, and you call back in that area, why is that a problem, a failure on your end?
I don't know, but it's just, it doesn't align with, like you say, God over man over woman over children. It doesn't align that way because he's not satisfied. Like, he said 8 o'clock. I mean, 8 o'clock, like not 8:15, not 8:05, 8 o'clock.
But you can't put that type of restriction on a person. You can't always call right at 8 o'clock. You know what I mean?
Okay, so he's here with me.
Is he working
and
on himself?
He's saying that I'm not explaining it right.
Can he Can you have? Can he pick up? Is he willing to talk right now?
Okay, hold on 1 second for me. Can you hear me?
I can.
Okay.
Yes, sir.
What's your first name?
Tony.
Hey, Tony. Happy White History Month.
Happy White History Month to you too, sir.
So, do you mind talking about this?
I don't mind.
So, she's saying that I guess she gets off work at 8 p.m., but this night she was a little late, so she said, I'll call you in 20 minutes, and you still got, if I'm hearing it correctly, you got angry because she didn't call when she said that she was going to call. Is that what happened?
No, sir. I have a strict program because of the horrible neighborhood that we live in.
Uh-huh.
I have to walk her home. So I get her to call me at 8 whenever the business is closed so I can stay on the phone because this neighborhood, people will come back up to the job and do things because there's, you know, drug addicts and all that around here. And yes, we're trying to get our stuff together. We can move out of this neighborhood for sure. But until then, I just feel like it's, you know, my duty to make sure she makes it home. And when the door's closing and I just want her to call me so I can be on the phone just in case something happens. Now, that might be bad on my part, and I understand, but it's just the way I think I can help try to protect her.
Right. And when you deal with her, this issue, do you do it with anger, or are you patient with her?
I'm going to say probably lately it's been an anger thing because I ask for certain things and it's like she goes out of her way to get angry and try to do little things like not call at the correct time, which, I mean, if that's what she wants to do, that's cool. But you're right. Lately, as time goes on, it's starting to get to a thing where it's like, why are you doing these little tit-tats? I'll do something, move something in the house or something like that, like a piece of furniture, and she'll just use it as an excuse to play tit-for-tat games. And I'm just like, why do you do that?
That's a good question. Raina, do you play tit-tat?
In some cases.
And
I'll be honest.
Why do you do that?
Because sometimes I'm not being heard. I'm trying to have a balance of, I definitely understand he's the head of the household. I have to follow what he wants. But at some point in time, we also have to be able to agree with each other to, you know, how things are going to run at certain points in time. Things happen. Like, with me working, I have not always been working out in the public. I used to work from home. I worked from home for like 4 years. So things were a lot different averse to when I worked from home to now me working out in the public. And I don't think that he sometimes understands that. I'm not trying to be evil, but sometimes it does come across as me just being
Are
evil.
You working on yourself to overcome evil?
I am.
And Tony, are you working on yourself?
Yes, sir, 100%. I'm the one who brought you into the household, sir, just surfing the internet.
So here's what I recommend. Both of you got to stay away from anger. And so, and when you stay away from anger, you're able to see clearly how to deal with all situations in a perfect way. So what I recommend is when the thoughts, Tony, let's say that she doesn't call at 8, right? And right away, you'll get these thoughts. I told this heifer to call me at 8, and she didn't call. You let that pass, and then the light will come, and the light will show you how to deal with her the perfect way. And the same thing with you, Raina. You got to stop responding to anger, thoughts, and emotions. And I promise both of you, the light will get brighter and brighter, and things will work itself out. You'll be able to work this job situation. And eventually you'll get out of that neighborhood, but you got to resist anger.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
That makes sense?
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, and because neither one of you can do anything about each other's anger. The woman has to work with the spiritual issue. She has to work 100% on herself. Only God can help. And likewise with the husband, he got to work on himself. And the husband is responsible for himself spiritually. and the wife is responsible for herself, but the husband is responsible for the wife and the children as well, as far as providing and things like that. But just stay away from, don't give in to the thoughts and emotion of anger, and both of you will be able to deal with each other in a perfect way. I promise you that.
Yes, sir.
And watch those thoughts when they try to seduce you like that. And Tony, why is your wife going to the military and she's married with a child?
That's what she said she wants to do. I've been in the military myself, and I'm retired. So, I mean, if she said she wanted to go, you know what I mean? I, you know, take care of the family mostly financially. And if that's what she want to go see, what she want to try, I had no problem with it. Especially since most of the time you live the family life on base.
Oh, I see. And so you'll be able to take care of the, how many children you have?
We have three, and I want to raise my own kids because I've been listening to you for 3 years, and we live in a place where these schools are horrible.
Yeah.
So I do the things, and I do the teaching, and they're doing great.
Right on. And, Raina, why do you want to go to the military?
It's been something that I've been wanting to do since I was young.
Oh, okay.
But I've had hurdles that prevented me, and sometimes I got into my own way, but now I'm stable. I have a husband. I have a family.
Okay.
I can actually go off and do things how I need to do them now.
Well, listen, both of you, make sure you stay with the silent prayer. Watch those thoughts, but practice not giving in to the thoughts. Really, if you don't, because the thought going to say she didn't call at 8, or the thought going to say I'm going to call at 8:15, and if he's mad, whatever. But watch those thoughts. Don't give in to them, and let the light of the Father get rid of the darkness. You guys will be fine.
Yes, sir.
Thank you. Thank you.
All right. Stay with it. Stay with it. Stay with it.
Yes, sir.
Happy White History Month.
Happy White History. Thank you. Amazing. Bye now. You got to stay away from the darkness, folks. Resist the thoughts. Mitch is a first-time caller out of Phoenix, Arizona. Mitch, you are on the air.
Hello, Jesse. Happy
hey,
White
Mitch.
History Month.
Happy wow. White History Month, Mitch.
Yes. Oh, thank you for taking my call.
Yes.
Okay. So my question is, I came across you. It's been several months now. I've been doing the silent prayer. I did forgive my mom. I forgive my dad. I went to them. And I'm just seeking the truth. And so I've never really identified as like a Christian or anything. And if that's the truth, I'm interested in that. If someone asks me like, oh, you know, are you Christian? Are you this? I say, oh, I'm spiritual. And so I just want to do what's right. And so I don't know if that, yeah. So that's kind of where I'm at. I don't know if that makes sense.
And so your question for me is what?
Basically, I have like old ideas about what being a Christian is, and so I don't know. I don't know. I feel like I'm lost in that sense. I tune in and you know join in on the YouTube church and everything like that, and I just feel like I'm sitting on the sidelines. I just feel a little weird, like I guess. Maybe just being Christian is an identity, and maybe that's why I'm interested. I don't know. I don't know if that makes sense.
So
that's my question.
What's your question?
I'm sorry. I just don't know what it means to be a Christian.
Oh,
and
okay.
So that's,
here's what you
yeah.
do with that. Forget about being
okay.
a Christian.
Okay.
Christianity is just another false identity.
Don't
worry about that. Christ said, you must worship God in spirit and in truth. So don't try to be spiritual either. Don't try to be a Christian because you're just going to pick up other identities and you'll find yourself identifying with that. Don't try to be anything. You just stay with the silent prayer. Watch the not you. You're not your thoughts. You're not your feelings. You're not your body. You're none of those things. You're not a Christian. You're not a sinner. You're not a saint. You never done anything wrong or good. You want to die from all those identities. And I don't know if you noticed, the people who think that they are Christians are all screwed up because they have identified
right.
with Christianity and it's gotten them nowhere but in hell. So you don't need that identity. Forget about that.
Okay. That makes sense.
The people who are calling themselves a Christian need to overcome that because they can't move forward in life. They've already taken on a false identity, and they have made Christianity their God. And that's why they don't know the true God. They know about God. They heard about him. But they have identified with Christianity, so they're stuck.
Mm-hmm.
It's another false identity.
Okay. Because I hear stuff like, oh, Jesus is God. And then I hear also, like, if you don't, you know, if you're not Christian, you're not getting into heaven and all this stuff. And so I just get confused and feel like that doesn't make sense. That doesn't sound like the truth.
Right. Those are people who are in hell telling you you ain't going to get to heaven. So don't pay attention to people in hell telling you you're not going to heaven.
Okay.
Right. So just don't try to be anything. That's the problem. You don't want to be anything. You don't want to identify with any identity. You want to die from all identities. And Christ said, you don't have to be you any longer. Die from those identities. Stop identifying with anything or anyone.
Okay.
That helps?
That makes sense. That definitely makes sense. Yes, that helps.
So you just stay with the silent prayer. Watch the not you. You're not your thoughts. You're not your emotions. You're not your body. You're not a plumber is what you do. You're not an alcoholic. You use alcohol to try to make yourself feel. You're nothing. Let all that go so the real you can come forward, all right?
Understood. Okay.
Oh, amazing. Stay with it, Mitch. Stay with it. Stay with it. Stay with it.
Thank you, Jesse. I appreciate it.
All right. Amazing.
All right.
Super chat.
Super chat.
Super
chat.
Over on Cash App, that's Bond JLP. Anthony Ardeen, I believe, is lying, is virtue signaling.
When she lies, she's crying. Amazing. Thank you.
She was on the verge of tears. Kidding, Ardeen. Walking
you
Roscoe.
Just played, Ardeen.
I'm just kidding. Walking Roscoe is now a member on Jesse Lee Peterson channel.
Thank you. Amazing.
Thanks for the support.
Yeah.
Tyrant Sora's wrecked. Good morning, Jesse. Over on pilled.net.
Oh, amazing. Thank you.
BuyMeACoffee.com/JLP Talk. Eric bought 5. We try to outthink our problems when all our problems are from thinking.
Because there are no such thing as problems. Oh, amazing. Thank you. I want to stop there for a minute. I want to get to this call.
Okie dokie. Thank you, guys. Out. We'll read the rest later.
Thank you. Let me go to Danny, a first-time caller out of Las Vegas. Danny, you're on the air. Hey, Danny. Danny, are you on mute? Take it off.
No, sir. I'm right here.
Okay, go ahead, Danny.
Hi, Jesse.
Hey, Danny.
I wanted to know why you say everyone is evil, especially women.
Men and women are evil because they are of their father, the devil. They have anger, and anger is evil, and anger separates you from God. And when you're separated from God, you are a son or daughter of Satan, of evil spirit.
Amazing.
Amazing.
And, Jesse, do you believe in marriage? And how come you were never married?
Who is believing who?
Marriage.
I don't know them.
Marriage, marrying.
Oh, marriage. Marriage is good if you let it happen, if you let it happen in the right way. Otherwise, it never, ever, ever will work. If you don't put the right, if you don't follow the rules, the spiritual rule of putting what's right first, your marriage would never work. Even if you got married and you stayed together for 30 years, you're just going to be fighting the rest of your life because evil brought you together and not good. It's amazing. Danny, I gotta run. Thank you, though. Super chat. Real fast.
Over on Buy Me a Coffee, facebook.com/JLP Talk. Dominic says, love me some Country and Western Tuesday.
I love Country and Western Tuesday. Amazing. Yeehaw. Thank you.
Crowbar the Skull, a member on JC Lee Peterson, says, that's not the lyrics. Lord Sprite Protein for the CCR says it's for CCR.
What?
Creedence Clearwater Revival. I want to know, have you ever seen the rain?
I want to know, have you ever seen the rain coming down on me?
No, coming down on a sunny day.
Oh.
That's the correct lyrics.
He black.
Indeed he is.
Thank you for the correction.
Thank you to the top contributors on the DLive crew, Guy and a Buffalo, Greenwall, Kid Combo 1, Wolf 336, Misty, and the rest of the supporters, as always.
Thank you.
Very
amazing.
Nice.
Amazing.
Shout out to the supporters on the Rumble crew, Age of Inversion, Dustin Cross, and the rest of y'all. Thank you kindly.
Thank you.
As well as the Pilled crew, Mrs. Adventure, and the rest. Very cool. And thank you, guys. I do believe that that may be all for now.
Amazing. We got two of them. All right. I wanted to get to them. Richard, a first-time caller out of Germany. Rick, out of Hampton, Virginia. Brady, out of Arizona. And the call that just dropped. I'm out of time. Amazing Country and Western Tuesday. Manhood Hour on Wednesday. The Hake Report is coming up now. TheHakeReport.com. And they're the American Anchor, baby, at 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. Pacific time. And go and support our fundraising effort. Help us to help others. We help you help us. We got bills to pay. What the? Go to rebuildingtheman.com/donate. And then if you want to mail it in, the address is there on rebuildingtheman.com. Or call 800-411-BOND and make a donation there. Stay with it, folks. You were not created to hurt. You were not created to suffer. You were not created to have pain. And if you do, it is saying something is wrong with you. And you can overcome it. I promise you that. Forgive your mother and your father. RebuildingTheMan.com/silent prayer. Do the prayer. Practice staying present. And not in your head thinking about the past or the future that doesn't exist. Everything you're looking for is always right here, right now. Bye.
The views, information, thoughts, and opinions expressed during this show are the individual's own and do not represent the views, thoughts, and opinions of the JLP Network or Bond. Their appearance on the program does not imply an endorsement of them or any entity they represent. The material and information presented here is for general information purposes only. The JLP Network and Bond name and all forms and abbreviations are the property of its owner, and its use does not imply endorsement of or opposition to any specific organization, product, or service.
Steve, thank you for calling and thanks for holding. How have you been helped by the show?
I'm going to tell you this. I believe you might go down in history as one of the greatest, if not the greatest, black man that ever lived on planet Earth, as far as I'm concerned. I don't know anybody before you that's been that great. You know, freeing the slaves is one thing, but you've been freeing people of their mind, which matters, it should be anyhow, to you more than anything else, because with the mind not being right, there ain't nothing else going to happen right anyway.
If you can doubt every thought because you're not your thoughts, if you can doubt every thought, knowing that you're not your thoughts, you don't create them, they're not from God, that they're from the deceiver, the great deceiver, Satan. If you can doubt every thought, you can be free, just like that, at an instant. Bring every thought into captivity. It's so amazing.